Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and content. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday, and with me, as always, my co-host, Nick Mason.
It's content time, everybody.
It is.
Content discussion time.
That's right. You probably looked at your calendars already that you hang on your wall, your content calendars.
That's right.
And that's today.
You know what I say? Live by the content, die by the content.
Oh, yeah. Is there any content that you would be willing to die by?
Every single thing we're going to talk about this week. I would die for every single piece of content, as I would every week.
Yep.
You know it.
I do know
it. From the lowliest TikTok to the biggest big movie, I will live and die by all that content, all that slop.
Yes, but you're also looking for an excuse to kill yourself.
Maybe. I'll never tell.
It's big movie week, Mason.
It is big movie week.
We're talking about Toy Story 5, mm-hmm. a franchise that is nearly as old as we are, but not quite.
Not quite, but yeah. Maybe one day.
Maybe one day.
After incidents happen.
Definitely.
Then it will keep going.
It will keep going. We will be dead. We're also going to talk about the news of the week in the lead up. Rob Collings, who edits this, he also puts time codes below if you do want to skip to anything.
That's right.
Supergirl is, of course, out next week, so we're going to talk.
Why would you skip any of this content?
Wouldn't.
Any of this discussion of content?
Nick Mason lives or dies by the. He'll die for this content.
And everyone else.
And for our sins.
And everyone else who listens.
Yep.
They've all. By listening to this, you promise that you'll also live and die by all the content
That's
you consume.
Right. That's right.
Because it's important.
That's right. I'm going to talk about the early reactions to Supergirl, including the theatrical tracking.
It's like this.
Yep.
And then, oh.
No, it's for the theatrical. I was going to talk a little bit about Clayface because that's going to be the following DCU movie. We're going to talk about the screening for that.
Mm.
And the Gorilla Grodd TV show, is that correct?
Maybe.
Yeah. We're also then going to talk about, oh, this is great. You're going to love this. There's an update on the Skibidi Toilet movie.
I would love to live and die by an update on the Skibidi Toilet movie.
Yes, Mason.
Mm.
We then got some trailers.
Honk.
One for Shrek 5 and one for Spider-Man Brand New Day, which we talked about a little bit last week.
We didn't because that never happened.
We weren't allowed to do it.
Mm.
And then we've got some Austin Powers 4 news.
Hell yeah.
That's right. And maybe he'll swing by, but I don't think he will.
I don't think he would either.
Yeah.
He lives in America or England?
Or time, like in his back in time or something.
He might not even be in this current timeline, yeah.
Yeah, but he's probably horny wherever he is.
Wherever he is, that's right. Wherever he is, we hope he's horny.
We do. Let's start here, Mason. So as mentioned, Supergirl is out this week coming.
Very exciting.
So there were some early reactions, and all in all, it's pretty positive. Bearing in mind, this is press early reactions, they're not actual reviews, they're just like, I saw it and I tweeted this about
it. I saw it for free and I loved it.
Yep. We didn't see it for free.
Mm.
We have no opinions, but
I would live and die by it.
I know you would.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it has to be good, right?
Like no.
If it's bad, you'd nothing.
I'd still live and die by it, yeah.
Anything,
a lot of these influencers who see it in advance,
yep.
Which we would never do because they didn't give us any, they didn't send us an email.
That's right.
But a lot of these influencers would claim to live and die.
Yep.
By
but
content,
they wouldn't,
but they wouldn't really know.
There'd be more dead influences if that was the case.
That's so true, isn't it?
Yeah. People apparently loved Millie Alcock. People loved Jason Momoa. Of course, he's coming back, not as Aquaman, but as a Lobo.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people thought the villain was a bit weak.
Cream.
Yes, of the Yellow Hills.
That's right.
Well, I think they should have just made him a ginger guy. We've talked about this before.
That's right.
A ginger
Maybe
guy.
Maybe he's going to come back as a ginger guy. Maybe there's a post-credit sequence where he's been, you know, thrown into a big vat of space acid or whatever, and he emerges as a ginger man.
Gingered
and everybody's
man.
Like, whoa!
A gingered man in space?
Yuck.
Yeah.
This should be illegal, they say.
People are comparing it less to Guardians of the Galaxy, like a James Gunn jukebox kind of movie.
More Mad Max.
Mad Max, which I thought was interesting and good.
It's probably just because of all the
sandy,
junky,
stuff.
Steampunky vehicles
sandy
and such.
Stuff, yeah.
Sandy stuff, yeah.
But it is not tracking very well.
You mean financially?
Financially, yeah. So Deadline is saying that there's a $315 million break-even point for this movie.
Okay, is that more or less than Superman?
That is, it's less than Superman.
Uh-huh.
But it's tracking like low $50 million in the US opening. And now it could, if it is received well, and all that stuff we mentioned is true, but it could, you know, tick along and make money.
Superman sort of ticked along, didn't it?
Yeah, but you know.
It allegedly made money.
People don't, like the DC universe or the DC movies have a lot to, and comic book movies in general, they've got a lot of kind of. If this came
Wait,
out...
a lot of what?
Do they, people are sick of this shit.
They sure are.
Yeah? I mean, if, people love...
people love rooms now.
People love rooms, but people like Batman, Superman to a degree, Wolverine, Spider-Man.
Yep.
Stuff like that. Yep. Avengers, probably, I assume.
The big ticket guys.
Yeah, and I just... Yeah, so hopefully if this is good...
Yeah.
and God willing.
Do we have any updates on Chili T's movie, Masters of the Universe? Is that doing all right?
Have you?
No.
But I did see a bit of news about a sequel to that potentially.
Because apparently Amazon,
yes,
who produced it through MGM, don't care particularly,
yep,
how well it's doing at the box office. They're just going to throw it onto Amazon Prime. And
Let's talk about that. Let's do a few more of this. Okay.
Let's do a few more of this content.
Yeah, okay. I forgot to put
that
in.
That's our famous catchphrase. Let's do a few more of this
We're always happy to do a few more contents.
That's right.
For content's sake.
Mm-hmm.
So as mentioned, also Clayface, which is a horror DC movie. So if you don't know, Clayface is a minor...
Mate, I think all superhero movies are horror movies.
Wow, okay.
In my opinion.
I don't think you think that, but...
No, I don't. But I was put on the spot and I had to say something, all
you
right?
You didn't have to say anything.
Well,
You could have just remained silent.
I felt like I had to say something.
Yeah, okay. It's facts don't care about your feelings, Mason.
That's my famous quote. You're putting on me in this room right now.
I don't think that's true.
You've got me in a headlock, dude.
That's unrelated. To content.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
That's personal grievance.
Yes.
Yeah. So
general grievance.
Comparing it to Joker, which makes sense, mm-hmm, villain origin centered movie, I should say.
Sure.
Vanilla Sky.
Vanilla Ice.
Well, Vanilla Sky, I don't know if you've seen Vanilla Sky either versions, but the protagonist gets
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, sometimes it is and the other one's not. He's scarred and he wears like a mask and whatever, and he's a...
Some people are comparing it to Phantom of the Opera.
Nobody's saying that.
The Mask?
The Mask, yes.
The movie Mask?
Mask, yes, with, what's his name, Eric Stoltz and
Sher. Mask, sure.
Yeah. Also, The Substance.
Mask of Zorro.
Mask of Zorro, good movie. Also, The Substance makes sense. Gooiness.
Very gooey.
Being sick.
I haven't seen that since it came out.
You're allowed to.
I know I am.
Nobody's stopping you, except for when I've got you in a headlock.
I talked everybody's ear off about that movie, you know, early on, and then since then I'm just like, I don't know if I want to rewatch it.
You don't have to.
Maybe it won't, you know, hold up to my.
You can live in a beautiful dream in your mind.
Live in a beautiful dream. That's the best place for content, in a beautiful dream.
We all wish we could live in a beautiful dream inside Nick Mason's head.
And I do.
Yeah.
Only I can do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And also The Incredible Hulk.
Yes.
Apparently also, and again, early screening, this could change.
This guy's an incredible hunk.
Yeah. No Batman, and he doesn't take full Clayface form.
Okay.
But, again, it's not finished. We'll see how that goes. Yep. I would like some Batman and big, smashy, gooey Clayface.
Would you be okay with...
Yes.
The movie is... It looks like it's about to end, and then he goes, oh, I'm turning into full Clayface form, and then it just cuts to that bit in the Arkham game where it's Batman fighting him.
With a sword or whatever.
With a sword or whatever, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that would be incredible, actually.
Terrific.
We can all both agree that's incredible?
I think that would be incredible content. Mm.
So Peter Safran also, who heads up the DCU studios with James Gunn, he's the bean counter.
He is, yeah.
The money man.
They keep him away from the spotlight because he's so ugly and wretched.
Yep, that's right. And he'll admit that.
That's right.
If you ever catch him in an interview, which you shouldn't.
No.
Yuck.
Yeah. He'll wipe the snot off his face. He's got a completely snot-covered face. In many ways, he was the inspiration for Clayface.
Yeah.
Snotface.
He was like, let's call it Snotface after me.
Yeah.
But James Gunn is like, there's no character called, I'm the creative head.
Yeah.
There's no character called Snotface.
Yeah, that's right.
You snotty grub. Into his hair.
Yeah. Into his hair. I mean, what hair he has.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, Peter Safran mentioned, a Gorilla Grodd show.
Yes.
Those people who don't know, speaking of minor villains, Gorilla Grodd is... one of the Flash's rogues gallery.
Yes.
Is a telekinetic gorilla from Gorilla City or something like that.
Correct.
Why is the Flash's villain a gorilla? Because he's from the 60s and everybody had a gorilla villain, I guess.
Gorillas did very well on covers.
Stuck around.
Gorillas did very well for comic book sales if you put one on the cover, even if it didn't contain gorilla-related content.
Irrelevant.
And I would live or die on that content. So
people are like, well, it's a Gorilla Grodd show.
Just go to YouTube, type in Gorilla Grodd. You'll see that scene from the CW show, Heroes of Tomorrow.
Yep.
Where Gorilla Grodd goes back in time and attacks Obama.
Yep.
When he was a college student.
Incredible.
Incredible stuff. And somebody at the head of content, probably that disgusting snot-faced Peter Safran, said, let's make a whole show out of that.
Yeah.
And he was right to do so.
What was
the one good thing he's done in his wretched life?
Well, it's not actually going to be a Gorilla Grodd show because people are like, wait, isn't there a DC crime show that Jimmy Olsen is heading up where they look at minor DC villains every week?
Yes.
And James Gunn clarified this on Threads. He said, that snotty-faced Peter Safran doesn't know what he's talking about.
That wretch. I wish he'd stayed in his bell tower.
it's both a Jimmy Olsen and a Gorilla Grodd show. Mm,
well, we did know this, right? Isn't it? Isn't the idea of it, if it is successful, it would be Jimmy Olsen investigating a different villain every season, perhaps? Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, and he said it's one of my favorite projects. We start filming soon, so yeah. I know a lot of people looking at this lineup and being like, "Why are we doing Superman, Creature Commando, Supergirl, Peacemaker season 2, Clayface,
Superman again,
Clayface?
Where Batman? Is that what they're saying?
And then this. Well, that. Well, we're getting the Batman, which is not in the same universe. But honestly, like, I don't need to introduce each member of the Justice League and then they get their own movies. And sure, financially, this probably isn't a good decision.
No.
But I think it's interesting at least.
But use that point of financial uncertainty where Warner Brothers is on the verge of being purchased by somebody else.
Yeah, fuck it, whatever.
Just to be like, yeah, let's squeeze in some weird stuff. Yep. Why not?
Also, and you know, this goes for most things, and I didn't invent this, but I'm taking credit. People don't know what they want.
Mm.
People didn't know they wanted an Iron Man movie.
Correct.
I liked Iron Man. Shut up.
Mm.
Yeah, okay, one guy liked Iron Man. It's you, Mason.
It was me, yes.
But, like, he was not an A-list character.
No, the three A-list characters, you always know who the A-list characters are by who they put on the lunchboxes.
Yep.
And for Marvel, it was Spider-Man, the Hulk, and Wolverine.
Yep.
They were the three then, and, you know, which is why they got licensed out to other production studios. And then Iron Man.
And
Iron Man was great, and then everybody was like, we love Iron Man.
We love Iron Man, actually. Iron Man 2, please. This one is.
And I was like, well, now I don't like Iron Man as much because everybody else likes Iron Man.
And he doesn't have roller skates.
That's right. Yeah. Where's his roller skates? Where's his suit with a nose?
Yeah, man.
Give him his riveted nose.
Movies are comics are everything's stupid. I hate everything.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
I hate everything, but also I would live and die by it.
Yeah, so I know.
I would die for Iron Man's stupid riveted nose suit with the roller skates.
So Forbes.com, you talked about this for Master of the Universe. Do you want to talk about this or do you want me to talk about
this? Well, I don't know
what's going on. Okay, so basically...
I'm asking the questions.
So, okay.
I'm asking the questions. In a way, I'm the James Gunn of this duo.
So,
I don't know. You can be whoever you want to be.
I'm the snotty one, aren't I?
Yeah, you are. But I want to be clear, that's not in a good way.
I know that. I have excellent hygiene. I'm snot-free most of the time.
I mean, realistically, I'm more the snotty one of the two of us.
I don't consider you that snotty.
Thanks, man. But I am.
So Forbes says that, yeah, this film is a bomb. Correct. It is.
Yes.
Directed by Chili Tay, famous rapper.
And billionaire.
Who produced his album?
The Bomb Squad.
That's fucking crazy, right? But he laughs about it. He's like, whatever.
And he's got his animation company.
He's got his animation company. He's never made a cent in his life.
Maybe he's one of the good billionaires.
Maybe he is.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Amazon, they do not care about this. They said...
We don't care one way or the other.
Yeah. The strategy is... I just get this fucking article. It's fucking...
Guess what? We make $1 trillion a day on Amazon Prime delivery, so we don't care what the movies are like.
So apparently the film owns a key place in Amazon, the MGM overall slate strategy.
Uh-huh.
So they've got that. We've got James Bond. They've got a reboot. James Bond. Thomas Crown Affair, Project Hail Mary and whatever. So this is a film that they plan to grow out the audience on Prime Video.
Okay.
Yeah. So they basically think that this is going to be a streaming hit, which it probably
They're taking a Prince Adam and they're turning him into a He-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert.
Well, really, you might not know that.
Mm.
So maybe also this is a franchise that then will exist as a streaming thing.
Mm.
Or they'll just, you know, just release one of these every 3 years to cinemas and it will bomb and then they put it on the platform, which I think is great.
I think that'd be good too.
You know what though? I got to say, like, I admire the commitment.
Yeah. I mean, that to me, that is encouraging. And like you mentioned, Project Hail Mary did very well. Again, the old model of... movie studios used to be like pre-streaming. It was.
Mm.
They made a bunch of movies and some disappeared without a trace and some were huge hits and they covered the losses.
Yep.
And then that's how the system worked because they actually, the people who made them, you know, the money people also liked movies a bit.
Yeah.
Whereas now, you know, a lot of movie studios are run by people who they're just making content. And if they could switch from making movies to making, you know, iPhone parts or whatever.
Mm.
They would do that if it made them more money.
What's that shoe company that's pivoting to AI or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Allbirds.
Allbirds, yeah.
Yeah, they're pivoting to AI.
Perfect.
They used to make shoes that everybody hated, I think.
Now they
But they were ugly, but they were comfortable or something, or they were waterproof, I don't know.
But they were ugly?
But they were
And they're
ugly.
Not that comfortable?
I don't know, man.
Yeah. I don't know.
But AI is very comfortable to me.
Sure. Mm. A woman at my gym the other day. Yes. She came up and this is true. This sounds made up.
Okay. I mean, it's already sounding like a story you've made up.
She came up, she was crying. She said, James, yes. James, I love your podcast.
Now, this was a big, tough woman, right?
A woman you wouldn't normally expect to cry to get emotional.
Interesting, okay.
She said, you've changed my life. No, she said, you know, as podcasting, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, it's good. She's like,
you wipe the snot off your face.
Yeah. And as she goes, I haven't listened to it or whatever. And I said, as I said to everybody, do not listen to it.
Mm.
It's very silly.
You'll have questions the next time yeah. you see me. And I'll have to unpack 10 years worth of lore.
I can't stress enough, I don't want anybody in my real life to listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
I just want it to go out to people on the internet who occasionally recognize me. That's all I want. And she's like, have you seen anything good lately? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I can't remember. I might have mentioned Backrooms. And she's like, I saw He-Man. And I'm like, oh, fuck, really? She's like, yeah, I thought it was great. And, you know,
with her kids or?
I don't think so. Huh. Or maybe. And she was like, I love seeing Shearer in it. And I'm like, holy shit,
did she trip and fall and end up in a theater or?
I don't know what happened, but. So there you go.
Would you say she was roughly your age?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Maybe younger, maybe older. I don't know.
Okay, all right.
Everyone's younger though. Everyone looks younger than me, Mason. Mm, in agreed. The world. Yeah. Anyway, just thought people should know that I'm out there.
Yeah,
I'm
absolutely.
In the real world.
That's so true, isn't
but
it?
But don't approach me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm in the real world, but in a place where you need to swipe a card to get in. So.
I don't need to swipe a card. Everybody knows my name there. They say, hi, Mr. Sunday Movies. And I say, hello.
Now, do not talk to me after this.
Anyways, He-Man, excited? This also just might not happen.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Some management will change and then they can. Everything.
I think it's also a thing where, like, you know, you're in a boardroom, people are like, He-Man's a bomb. And they're like, well, actually, it's a big success and it will continue to be. And it's going to be on television and then we're going to make 100 more, actually.
Mm.
And then they'll just quietly just be like, fucking kill this. Kill it and don't tell anybody. Never bring this up again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But I'd see another He-Man.
I'd see another He-Man also.
My son liked it. He's, you know, he's asked me, he's like, any word in the sequel? I'm like, sort of.
You said, guess what, son? They're gonna do a He-Man Dungeons and Dragons Honor Among Thieves crossover sequel.
Oh my god.
Just lied to his face like that.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
This is by Variety.
Oh yes.
So Invisible Narratives, you familiar with them?
Nope.
They're the studio behind TV projects and film adaptations, including that of Skibidi Toilet.
Ah.
So you're familiar with the Skibidi Toilet?
It's got an invisible narrative, I know that.
Yeah. And a head pops out and he goes, Skibidi bidi 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 bidi. I don't understand it.
No.
But I've seen it. Also, I think this is an old meme now, right?
It seems like an old meme, yeah.
This feels invigorated because of Backrooms or something.
Yeah, I think this was about to die, wasn't it?
It seems that way.
Because it was going to be produced or directed by Michael Bay.
Well, he denied that, but all I don't right. know, man. He's got his mitts on all sorts of things and sometimes things he shouldn't have. Look it up. Anyway, so it was recently announced that Invisible Narratives have secured $25 million in investment. Now, it's also unclear whether this is directed towards the Skibidi Toilet movie.
Or maybe a different meme.
Yeah, maybe, exactly.
Maybe Charlie Bit My Finger, the movie.
I think they sold that as an NFT or some shit.
Oh, no.
I hope they did. I hope they made $1 million because some idiot bought it.
God, imagine, we'll never be on a trend like that, but imagine just selling your first tweet for $1 million somehow.
Oh, man, I bet mine's a really good one. Hang on, I'm just Googling this now. It became a fungible token.
A non-fungible token.
Non-fungible token, sorry, that they sold for...
If it was a fungible token, that would have been a disaster.
$760,000.
Wow, so somebody...
That's fucking hilarious.
So somebody has the exclusive right to link to that tweet.
Yeah.
That they put into a monkey or something.
Yeah. Ethereum.
Nice.
So was that in... So hopefully the person who did this, the Charlie and his brother... They cashed out and did hold on to Ethereum or whatever.
What if that caused some sort of schism in their relationship?
I would hate that.
And murder and intrigue. And that's a movie.
I feel like they've already been schismed.
Probably.
Because of the biting.
Yeah, oh, that's true. I didn't factor in the biting.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You know these old family wounds? They never heal.
You think it's all fun and games, but there was a schism.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Founder of Invisible Narratives, Adam Goodman. You familiar?
No.
All right. So this, me neither. So the studio is in active conversation.
Imagine being this guy and you're drawing a salary because you option.
I got $25 million.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it? Toilet movie? Toilet guy?
Toilet movie, but if that falls through, I still got the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the money. I bought a Porsche. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're in active conversations with a number of studios and partners, but Skibidi is the most globally recognized original franchise to emerge from that world.
So now, clock's ticking.
So choosing the right home is critical. And there's a real momentum around that process.
Mm.
I agree. There's so much momentum.
I mean,
here.
Skibidi Toilet's older than 6-7 at this point.
Exactly. 6-7 is dead.
6-7's dead as far as I know. Although I saw some teens get on a train the other day.
And what did they say?
They went 6'7".
All right, that's cool.
And everybody laughed, so.
Everybody laughed?
I laughed.
Fuck off, everybody laughed. Did they?
No, the friend group laughed.
Okay, and you laughed with them?
I laughed with them. I leaned in, I sat down with them in the group, and I went, ha ha, fellows. How do you do?
How do you do?
And a 6'7" to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyways, trailers ahoy.
Honk-ting-a-ling.
Do we do Spider-Man first?
Yeah.
So again, we talked about this last week.
Mm-hmm.
Looks great.
It does look great.
Big Hulk.
Big Hulk.
Big angry Hulk. He's so big.
Bigger than ever, do you think?
I think he might be. Or maybe not as big as Ang Lee's Big Hulk.
Mm.
What was he? How big was he in like The Incredible Hulk?
I feel like
about this size, right?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Mm. They have kind of hunched him over recent years. You know, he's like a
He's
bit
also, he's in a little apartment. True. So he's probably hunched
And he's
him
in
down.
Front of little Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But is this a takeover mind thing that's happened to him?
Oh, I think so, yes.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Or I don't know. Maybe because we see that kind of psychic energy wave.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe there's enough radiation in that to tip him over the edge to overwhelm that little radiation sapping device on his wrist.
I think it's the whoever's doing the psychology brain
which
stuff.
Which is Jean Grey or some other
Jean
guy.
Jean Grey or whatever.
Yeah.
That it's that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what do you think?
And
then maybe she can just like unleash him and then just step out of his brain.
Yeah, maybe.
And let him figure it out.
Mm, do you think it is Jean Grey?
I mean, I think you can find out whether it is or not.
By watching the movie?
Yeah, I think
it's
out
a couple of weeks
or whatever. Yeah, like July.
Interesting.
But I don't know.
Mm.
I would say it has to be somebody and they want to set up X-Men and whatever.
Yeah.
Et cetera.
Do we point out that Frank Castle seemingly is not affected by the psychic wave?
I'm Frank Castle!
Exactly.
But doesn't he have a bullet in his brain or something?
Probably.
From the Daredevil series?
Do you think a bullet in the brain is deflecting the psychic rays? You think that's
Frank Castle brain bullet. Damage? Ask Grok. That's just sending me pornography.
Have you set safe search to only send me pornography?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Pornography only.
Frank Castle famously survives a bullet to the head during the park massacre with his family. So he has been shot in the head, okay. So maybe that's part
maybe
of it.
Maybe he's psychically resilient. Because you know how some superheroes have, like they have an odd additional power, like the Hulk can see people in their astral forms, you know, that kind of thing.
Too. Yeah,
so maybe Frank's is he can't be psychically controlled because he has a bullet in his head.
Here we go. You can see he's got a hole in his skull.
Ah.
So I don't know if the bullet is still in there, but
yeah,
he does.
Yeah.
Maybe that you can't psychically control him because your psychology will leak out of the hole.
Probably that's right.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Is that the kind of logic you can get behind? Content you can get behind?
I can get behind any kind of content. You know that, brother. What else? What else is new in this trailer?
I'm Frank Castle.
Frank Castle is there.
Well, again, we watched it last week, but it's Spider-Man. Also, his personal life. He's trying to get back in with
Mary Jane
and Ned Leeds, who are finishing up at NMIT, whatever they're staying at.
NMIT.
RMIT.
The North Melbourne Institute of Technology.
Exactly.
Yeah.
MIT. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's he been doing for like 3 to 4 years?
Well, I think it's good that they've moved it forward because he's 30 and she's probably 30. I don't know.
Yeah.
And they're married. God bless them.
Bless them.
And yeah, you know, you can make them adults.
That's true.
You also recommended the kid from Incel Netflix show.
Oh, the adolescent Spider-Man. Kid. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And maybe that's what they are building towards because it seems like they're going to do a universe reset. So you could recast Spider-Man, but I think they should do Miles Morales.
Okay. This would not be Tom Holland's and Zendaya's last.
I doubt it. I mean, they're in Doomsday or whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
Doomsday. Secret Wars, whatever. Yeah.
Unless, you know, they're like, well, it feels to me like it's gearing up to be the best Holland Spider-Man movie.
So
like maybe they're just like, well, we did it and we made all the money.
Yep.
We can retire from this now. We can do something else.
He's already been retired. He's been quiet for a number of years, I think you'll find.
Mm.
Yeah. I saw a nice video of him. It's probably PR. It's all PR. Where he came out to get some photos with people and he looked kind of like, whatever. But there was a kid who was a bit shy and he said, come forward, get a photo or whatever. And then, yeah. Anyway, it's PR. Don't believe it.
Wait, was it a kid who was bald with a baseball cap that said Marvel on it? And he was wearing his shoes on his knees?
Actually, yeah, some of that I think from memory. I haven't seen it in a long, many days. But yes.
Okay. Seems normal to me.
Do you think it was a normal boy?
No, I think it was Dorf on golf.
Stop saying Dorf on golf.
You know what?
Nobody's on board for that.
Something that was pointed out to me is that Zendaya, for all the like the photo calls and the red carpet stuff recently, she's exclusively wearing black, and including one that's a black. She was wearing a black dress with like a white spider embroidery on the front. Like a Venom-related thing. Okay. What do you think of the odds if they're going to introduce a Venom-related? So also, for people who don't know,
they're already morphing him into regular, like, organic webs and whatever. Yeah. They're going to do Venom on top of that?
Maybe. Mm. But here's the thing as well. So for people who don't know, you know, the Venom symbiote in the comic books has gone to a bunch of different people. You know, it was Eddie Brock, and then it was it was Spider-Man, and then it was Eddie Brock or whatever. But then there was, in the last year or so, there was an all-new Venom. It was like, who's the new Venom? It's very mysterious. And then it turned out it was MJ.
Oh, okay.
So what if they just skipped all the other ones and went, Mary Jane's the bad guy now?
I think they could do it.
Yeah.
I mean, Zendaya's could definitely carry that, like, without a doubt. And, you know, it's like Captain America in the movie skipped Bucky and went to straight to Sam Wilson, you know? So
that's true.
It's, you know, they don't have to go that particular route.
Speaking of, did you see that alleged Doomsday leak? Did you see it?
Was it Doom in front of Sentinels or whatever, that one?
No, it was just like everybody hanging out. Right. Everybody hanging out on a
sitting with dots on their faces.
Yeah, everybody hanging out in a grey battlefield.
Hell yeah.
Chris Evans is holding the Mjolnir or whatever. He's and a banana for quick potassium that he needs.
Oh yeah, I see this. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. Chris Evans's hair is so long.
Right.
Is he allowed to have hair this long?
I doubt it.
Oh my god.
He's going to prison after this. I mean, real prison.
Yeah, I mean,
does it look AI?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, who
anymore.
Knows
it's
anymore?
It's too blurry.
If
I
anything,
can't tell.
I mean, this is AI. You know, it's got many wonderful uses, but then maybe the number one is introducing incredible doubt into leaked footage.
Does he have a beard in the teaser, Chris Evans? I don't think he does.
No, I don't think he does.
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
This could easily be fake, but also I don't.
It could be the realest thing we've ever seen.
I don't care. It's hard to care.
Okay.
It's hard to care, Mason.
Not for me. I care deeply about every piece of content.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Think also, some people, I'm looking at the Reddit where people are talking about it. It could be an upscaled leak.
Yep.
With AI. So who the fuck knows? Everything's bad.
That could be the Inhumans.
I love the Inhumans.
It could be a leak of the Inhumans and the upscalers turn them into the Avengers. Because AI is like, there's no way.
There's no way.
There's no way it would be the Inhumans.
So trailers, ahoy, Mason.
Honkin-tingling.
You familiar with Shrek 5?
Yes.
Doesn't mean a Shrek movie in a Shrek's age.
Five fingers of Shrek, as they're calling
it. Yeah.
Does he have five fingers, do you think?
I think he's got four.
He would have four.
How many fingers Shrek? Wait, no. Many times does Shrek have fingers?
Nice.
What do you think? Let's find out.
Okay.
He's got fingers in all of his movies, but he's got five on each hand.
Interesting.
I thought he would be a
I guess
fellow.
He has to turn into a human man.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. He's got those things sticking out of the side
of his
head.
Yeah, that's true. Antennae.
Yeah, antennae.
What first thing that I thought was interesting about this teaser is they're using when they're telling the tale of Shrek from the book. It's book Shrek.
It is book Shrek.
You know, that horrible looking, that horrible mutant version.
It's book Shrek.
Yeah, book Shrek.
Yeah, well, speaking of horrible looking.
Yes.
People do not care for the design.
What of the kids?
Well, any of it, because they've redesigned Shrek.
I couldn't tell you.
And I think it is worse.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, like,
Is it cleaner and smoother?
Yeah, I think it's both. And they've literally redesigned, like, faces. Oh, and I don't think it is as good.
Right, I wouldn't have picked that, honestly.
Yeah. Well, you're not a Shrek head.
No, it's true.
Shred.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, there was a hint towards it in the last Puss in Boots movie or whatever, which was, what, like 3 years ago? But we haven't seen a Shrek movie. When was Shrek?
I was like, because Puss in Boots, like, tore his face up.
Yeah, that's right.
Slashed his face with his rapier.
Oh, wow. Shrek 4 was 2010. Wow. Fuck, it's been that long. So, yeah, so there's old school fans of this.
Is it true that this was delayed because the original plot was going to be that Shrek and Fiona have a daughter who doesn't want to...
I don't want to be an ogre.
I don't want to be an ogre or whatever. But then somebody was like, didn't they have two boys? What happened to the boys?
They had three.
Three kids or three boys?
I don't know.
Neither do I. So they were like, well, we have to add the boys in?
Yeah, I guess.
But also, couldn't you just be like, the boys are in college or whatever? The boys are away.
They're in the movie. And one of them is Skylar Gazondo.
Oh.
And one of them is also Zendaya, of course, who's not in this trailer or very little.
Mm.
But we also get the return of, obviously, Mike Myers as Shrek.
Yes.
We get Eddie Murphy as Donkey. We get Cameron Diaz as Princess Fiona.
Now, Mike Myers has made a return to the big, big screen recently because he's Dr. Evil in like a Verizon commercial.
We can talk about that now.
Sure. What is the commercial for?
I watched it. It's him going, oh, I'm Dr. Evil. And they're like, you can't get good wireless service anywhere. That's so evil. But Rob Lowe's in it.
Yeah, but not.
He's number two.
But
Scott Evil.
What happened to the other? What happened to old number two?
He's probably fucking dead.
No, he's still
Robert
alive.
Robert Wagner?
Guy. Robert Wagner, I'm pretty sure, is still alive.
But also, it depends on what era you're looking at.
I guess so.
I guess they went back in time.
So they went back in time, but they brought Scott Evil back in time?
Or they went forward in time. Uh-huh. He is alive.
That's what I'm
he's
saying.
He's 96.
I knew it.
I mean, he's 96. What does that even look like at this point? You know?
Terrific.
We don't know how he looks.
He looks like this.
Yeah, he looks like this. That's a black and white photo.
Yeah, content lives forever.
Damn, this dude's old as hell. Look, this is him now. Yeah, he could do it, but honestly, you put this guy in, people would be like, who is this
now?
Yeah,
no, it's true. Yeah.
Still handsome. That's a good 96. I'd be happy with that.
Yeah.
I'd be happy with that, Mason.
And here's a few of Robert Wagner's famous songs from 1959. The Girl Most Likely to Succeed. You Can't Love Them All. And Chico's Choo Choo.
What?
Chico's Choo Choo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, Mike Myers was asked, it was in a Trevor Noah Q&A. Someone said, is there ever going to be an Austin Powers 4? And he said yes.
He said yes?
Yes. But also
he didn't say yeah, baby?
No, he didn't. Wow. He said yes, babe. He's
lost it, this guy. Wow, he's lost his edge. He's got the yips for it. What are we going to watch an Austin Powers movie where he's like, time to fight Dr. Evil, yes, babe?
What are you doing, Austin?
What are you doing, Austin?
Also, bearing in mind, he's been saying this for 20 years.
Of course, yeah.
I think it will happen, and maybe now's the time. But also, this could end up like as an Adam Sandler Grown Ups 3 straight to Netflix thing, potentially.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I hope it doesn't.
Well, his last thing went straight to Netflix, didn't
yeah,
it?
The Pentaverin
or
whatever.
Pentaverin, yeah.
Now, I just, look.
What, the plot is everything's gone too woke, right?
Or
Austin Powers has gone too woke?
I thought you meant of the Pentaverin, because, mate.
No.
Mate.
That wasn't the plot of that, no.
No, but Shrek was in it, sort of.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a mannequin.
Your mannequin, kind of, yeah.
Whatever. Okay. I hope not.
No.
Just make it funny. That's the main thing.
Well, good luck.
Those movies, they're good. They're good. Even
yeah.
The third one, which is like the weakest, has got a lot of good moments. Anyway, Mason, I know you're a big Shrek fan, or you were.
Mm.
So it must be kind of hard for you, in a way, to watch Shrek 5. Without knowing what's going on, correct?
Absolutely. I wish I knew what was going on with Shrek 5. I hope you have some information for me.
I'm glad you asked.
In terms of what is going on with Shrek 5.
You asked. Because I've organised something just for you for this week.
You've organised something for me.
People can't play along. This is called Shrek the Quiz.
Okay.
And it's just a Shrek quiz.
Shrek quiz.
So, don't worry. If you get it wrong, I can help.
Okay.
But I'm just trying to get everybody back.
You know the answers?
Of course I do. I wrote the quiz. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, so here's the question one.
Yep.
Who originally voiced Shrek?
It was Chris Farley.
That's right.
Go on. Do this thing.
Sorry, it's loading for some reason.
When you said that you would, I guess you didn't say you were going to tell me what the deal was with Shrek.
No, we're just doing a Shrek quiz.
We're doing a Shrek quiz. Ideally, you could have just told me what was going on with
no,
Shrek.
No, it's fun.
Okay, it is
fun.
Do you
want to have fun?
Thus far, I've had fun, so that's good.
So, of course, Chris Farley famously passed away during the recording of the first Shrek. Mike Myers stepped in. Finish this quote. Ogres are like...
onions?
Correct, Mason.
Nice.
Very good.
How many questions are there?
Sorry, that one wasn't supposed to happen. There's five. Mm-hmm. Maybe six.
I've got three already.
That was two.
Okay.
The onion one and the originally voiced Shrek.
Oh, yeah.
Is the gingerbread man an expert in karate?
No.
I said probably not.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Okay. Well, that's three, so I've passed. So
No, you got to get 100%. I want you to get 100%.
Okay.
Why
would that even come up? Does he do karate at some point?
I don't know if he does.
Right.
But I don't think he does.
No, I think he'd talk a big game, but I don't think he would know anything about karate.
Okay, cool. So question number four. Donkey and Dragon, they have a little hybrid of like donkey, dragon.
How'd they do that?
How'd they do that? How'd that work?
Probably probably Donkey's working with a real golden bullet, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, interesting.
Yeah. One and done.
Love it, Mason. Like, genetically, is that, that's okay?
Seemed to work, didn't
cool.
it?
Cool. What about this? Final question. How many times does Shrek win?
Every time?
How many?
Five times.
Mason, there's five movies.
Yeah.
One of them isn't out.
Yeah.
But he wins more than once in each movie. So how many times does Shrek win?
10 times?
No, I'd say at least 12.
Okay.
So he didn't win that one.
Oh, well.
Now that we're all up to...
But the answer's at least 12.
Yeah.
All right. Great. That's good.
Off the top of my head.
I didn't win that quiz, but I'm just happy that Shrek's doing so much winning.
Somebody would have won that quiz.
Absolutely. Somebody's yelling at their iPod Classic right now. At least 12.
At least 12. Anyway, should we talk about the other animated movie from this week?
Big movie.
That's
Toy Story
right.
5.
Toy Story 5, Mason.
Oh, yes.
On a budget of $250 million.
Dang.
That's the most for any Pixar movie
Ooh.
Ever. It's also on par with the Lion King.
Bob Parr. Incredibles,
thank you. For the Lion King remake.
Okay.
Which is not live action, though there's one live action shot in it, apparently. Mm. So that's interesting, isn't it?
It's all the animals doing farts.
Yeah, that's a big
the
part
live,
of it.
That's the live action part.
I assume also because they want to put a lot of money into this because it's their biggest franchise, mm-hmm. or Pixar at least.
Yep.
And the cast, you'd have to give Tom Hanks $15 million, Tim Allen, and then I assume.
You've got to give Tim Allen $20 million and another sitcom.
Yes.
You've got to make a sitcom for him. That's his request.
Well, he said he wants to bring back Home Improvement, but he can't because one of the sons did awful stuff in real life.
Didn't he die, one of the kids?
No, he did some
other stuff,
like battery and stuff, yeah. Real ordinary stuff.
Mm.
And presumably JTT doesn't want to come back because he's living his life.
He's living life.
And I don't know what the other guy's doing. I don't know.
He's living that JTT lifestyle.
I wish we all could.
You bring back Pamela Anderson.
I wish we all could.
Oh, Wilson died also.
Wilson also died also, yeah.
You could bring back Wilson Jr.
I'm Wilson
Jr. Slightly lower fence.
Can't see over the fence.
Mm-hmm. There's no one there at all.
I can't be like my dad. That's right. You're too short.
Yeah.
Unless I get a step. The original Wilson would never.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyways, worldwide, this is going to make $275 million. Not a surprise.
Yeah.
These are always huge.
Mm-hmm.
Like visually pioneering.
They're the
first one.
They're the epitome of big movie.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm still getting up the Hoppers budget. Because
big movie for all ages.
For sure. So Hoppers was $150 million. But yeah, again, you don't have to pay returning characters who have voiced them for 30 years.
You don't have to get a pitch deck ready for Tim Allen has too many daughters, the return or whatever.
But he just wants to hang out in his garage with the son that he doesn't have.
But he's got too many daughters.
And who did this to him? His horrible wife, probably.
His horrible shrew of a wife.
His words, by the way.
Yeah.
So this is going to be huge. It's probably going to crush Supergirl,
mm-hmm.
and then other things. Well, you know, sometimes these things drop off. But
it's not too late to move Supergirl.
Yes, it is.
To the moon.
Whoa! What do you think the story was?
Okay. Well, at the end of the last Toy Story.
Yeah. What happened at the end of the last one?
The end of the last Toy Story, Woody and Bo Peep, all the toys went to Bonnie,
yep.
little girl Bonnie,
yep.
except for Woody and Bo Peep were like,
no, they already did that. That was in 3.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or something.
All right.
Yes.
Well, anyway, Woody and Bo Peep were like, we're going to go off and have adventures and we'll never see you again. It's a real tearjerker of a situation.
Yeah, man. Sometimes people leave.
But in this one, they're back.
That's right, they're back.
Because they left the door open, they have a little radio.
Yep.
They can call Woody anytime.
And what does he say?
I'll be there.
And he does.
Yeah.
Even though he
doesn't. I'll be there, yeah, you've got a friend.
That's right, et cetera and so forth, yeah. Mm. So, yeah, a lot of people, like they said with 4, unnecessary. You know, the people consider the original trilogy of this, like, they are, you know.
Oh, did you say this recently? I just remembered this.
Mm.
They said, I saw a tweet this week that said, Jurassic World Dominion is the most expensive movie ever made. Did you see that? $600 million or something like that.
God, it's not very good either.
Also, I had to check to see which one that was. It's the one where they brought back the original cast.
Oh, was that the last one?
That's a bad sign that the most expensive movie ever made is like, which one was that?
Yeah.
Oh, the one with the bugs.
Yeah, that was
Jurassic
a good one,
World
wasn't
bugs.
It? That was a good one, wasn't
that was
it?
A good one.
I hope they rescued Blue's daughter. That was that one, wasn't it?
Maybe.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, anyway, sorry.
Anyway, a lot of people have said since the third one, unnecessary. And I guess, the fourth one was unnecessary. All movies are unnecessary.
Mm.
You don't need any movies.
Terminator 2 is unnecessary. I would live and die by any of these. That's any true. Unnecessary sequel. You know it.
From what I remember of 4, and I haven't seen it since it came out,
yes.
I quite liked it. Mm-hmm, probably sure. Not as strong as the others, or it was, I don't remember. I remember it being too light on Buzz Lightyear.
Oh.
There wasn't enough of him in it.
Well, the antidote is this movie, isn't it?
That's right.
Which has 50 times as much Buzz Lightyear.
There's so much comedy I feel like you can get from that, and I think Tim Allen does such a good job. You know, they both do.
You praise all the work he's ever done, right?
I think I do, yeah. Everything he's done personally and professionally. That's
right. Yeah,
you
think it's all good.
I do think it's all good.
You just like that he got away with it.
Yeah. It's good to get away with something.
Right?
And everybody knows that he got away with it.
Yeah, yeah. And if you have to betray your friends, you know.
Tim Allen is all like, well, you can't even say Merry Christmas anymore, blah, blah, blah. Did go to jail for cocaine possession. You know, of all the celebrities, he's not the worst
Correct,
one, is what I'm
true.
Saying.
Yeah,
you know,
agreed.
He's just a fucking old rich guy, whatever. Look, as with all of these, it looks incredible. You've
Great.
Seen the progression
the
of technology, thank you.
Bob Parr.
Yeah, but it's expected at this point. Like, visually groundbreaking, the first one in particular.
James, I forgot to tell you what the story was.
You were in it. Oh, yeah, sorry, go on.
Devices.
Yeah, oh
all
yeah.
All the kids are on devices.
They're too many.
Phone, they're on phones.
Yep.
And when they're not on bloody phones.
What are they on?
Devices.
Ah.
Tablets.
Aren't they playing in the yard with
no.
old cowboy dolls?
They might be in the yard, but they're connected to the internet.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
Is this
God's honest truth?
Has this been on the news?
Yeah. Mm. A current affair, ever heard of it?
Yeah, I watch it every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Not on weekends, is it?
No, but you
I tape it and
you
I really watch it.
Rewatch it, yeah.
Yeah.
Which clips? You go to the current affair clips channel.
I love Yarn Event.
Me too.
Went.
I love Ray Martin.
I also love Ray Martin.
Mm.
Let's go on.
I love Ray Romano. Yep. I'm the one exception.
You're an Ice Age
fan.
Oh,
wait. No, everybody loves Ray. I forgot.
Everyone loves Ray Romano and you're an Ice Age fan. You were telling the story.
Oh, yeah.
too many devices.
Too many devices. And Bonnie's been given a device, a lily pad. But Jesse, the cowgirl Jesse, she's like, this isn't how you make friends.
I'm John Cusack.
I'm John Cusack. I'm back.
Yeah.
I'm John Cusack and I'm John Cusack.
Joan Q's back.
Joan Q's back.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, this is not how she's going to make friends because she's weird.
Yep.
So we gotta figure out how to get it. Let's get Woody's coming back.
Yep.
By accident, and mm-hmm. we're gonna find a way to make her friends.
That's right.
Yeah. And it all comes together.
It does all come together. So it's really the majority of the movie. Really, the heart of it is about Jesse, which hasn't really been since Toy Story 2. There's a lot of parallels or links to that movie.
Mm.
Toy Story 2 is incredible. These are all incredible.
Great.
Incredible.
I remember liking 4 a lot.
I remember liking
2, happened
yeah. No, same.
Keanu Reeves is in it.
Keanu Reeves is in it and he is briefly in this one.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think the quality here is still there. I think I'm...
Agreed.
From memory, this is probably better than 4, but I think it's for me because there's more Buzz Lightyear stuff.
And it's fresh.
And it's fresh.
And there's some real cool Buzz Lightyear stuff towards the back end.
That's right.
I'll tell you that much.
We can talk about
also,
that.
Oh, also, yeah, some related stuff is that also, a la those Garfield phones that all washed up on a beach that time.
Yep.
A shipping container full of Buzz Lightyear high-tech editions has crashed on a deserted island.
Yep.
And they all get activated at once, and they're like, we've got to find Star Command.
Yeah.
And that's the B-plot,
B-plot, but maybe becomes part of the A-plot.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. So, yeah, as I was saying, like, as always, these, you know, they look incredible. Even the first one, obviously, it's dated, but it broke so much ground in terms of what they did in that movie. But also with that movie, it's like a perfectly made movie. Like, the story is just, like, on point. A lot of it's to do with, like, the limitations. I feel like this does spiral a bit in terms of, like, what's happening, but I think that's also because the world is more complicated.
Yes, uh-huh.
Toys are more complicated. Like, what is a toy now even?
Last time
it was a fork. This time it's a fucking iPad or whatever.
Yeah.
And it can give you depression.
Yeah, it's mean.
It's mean sometimes. So there's a new cast as well. Greta Lee plays Lilypad recently in Tron 3.
That's right.
Ernie Hudson, briefly in it.
Yes.
Is Combat Carl A Combat Carl.
Best Craig, new addition, Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien.
As the toilet training device, the name of which I can't recall. But he's good in this. Now, let me ask you this because there's... In this movie, there are moments where you get the kids playing with these toys and inventing like a little imaginary situations and stories with them. And it sort of turns into a kind of crayon colored. Was that in the previous ones?
No, they
new?
Did. It would just look like it looked like.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
3 in particular has a sequence where there's like a chase and a train and whatever. And normally it's like Andy just like smashing his figures together. But that one like becomes a whole imagination.
Yeah.
And in 2... The start of that is it's a video game and it's a Buzz Lightyear.
Right.
So they've always kind of done this fantasy.
But this is a sort of a new one. Everything's sort of drawn in crayon and they all get a kind of new stylized look to them, which I thought was really good.
Yeah, I agree. And it lets you know that's actually imagination.
That's right.
Because I can't tell otherwise.
Yeah. But I was going to say that because in the there's a fantasy sequence, you know, where the kids are playing with the toys and inventing this story, and Conan O'Brien's character gets the full Conan O'Brien hair, which I thought was really good. The full red ginger pompadour.
He's kind of unrecognizable, I think. Yeah. He's like, it's not just, doesn't just.
Well, yeah, and when going into this, and I knew he was going to be voicing a character, I'm like, oh, is he going to be kind of just Conan O'Brien?
Mm.
But he brings a new character. There's certainly Conan O'Brien elements to it. And if you've listened to his podcast or seen him, you know, the talk show, there are moments where he sort of goes manic and that's in this.
Totally.
But, you know, great work.
I would have liked to have seen a little bit more manic Woody because manic Woody is fun.
Yeah.
You know, especially like, I guess he hasn't really done it as much since the...
Well, he's an unflappable toy veteran now.
Well, he is now. Yeah, exactly. Because in the first one, he's kind of freaking out. And there's a lot of parallels or some parallels to the first one because Buzz Lightyear is the new toy and he's the new piece of technology and that's the thing that replaces Woody.
Yes.
Whereas this time around, it's, you know, it's the modern technology. I mean, that being said, like this movie could have come out in 2010 and it could have still been iPads and
whatever. Yeah, that's true, I guess, yeah.
So it is kind of a bit late to the, well, kids and technology or whatever.
Mm,
but
yes.
I would also say these movies also seem to come out, because the first one came out when I was like 11.
Right.
Which is ridiculous.
Mm. 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
And they kind of have changed as like Woody kind of went to college, you know, and I was probably a little bit older than that at that point, but, you know, growing out of toys and what, not Woody, fucking
Andy
or whatever. And then I had kids and now my kids are older and, you know, there is devices and all of that becomes a part of their life. So for me.
I'm device free.
I agree. Mm. But so for me, this has kind of lined up exactly where I am. So I know because I listened to Mark Kermode's review and he didn't like that element of it.
Okay.
And found it like very muddled and complicated. But I think
he's like in his late 20s. Yeah, he doesn't know anything.
So, but for me, I think it's just landed at like the exact right time. Because also a big part of this movie is like your kids making friends.
Yeah.
And that is, and my kids, like, thankfully, have friends and, like, and good
friends.
They're normal. Thank God. But you know, they've got, my kids, like all kids, they've got their quirks and whatever, and you want them to find their, like, people.
Yeah.
And it's, like, heartbreaking in this when you see kids who, like, don't have that.
Yeah, because Bonnie is very shy and she, and what I thought was interesting as well, because the theme of this is sort of that devices and the internet and this connectivity are sort of making kids grow up too fast is perhaps a theme of this, and the idea being that Bonnie still likes playing with toys even though she's nine or something like that. But we get the sense that a lot of the children around her are of roughly the same age are like, still play with toys because we're connected to the internet and where that's the thing to do now.
That's toys.
Yeah. Whereas, you know, back in the days of Toy Story 1, kids would be playing with toys, you know.
Yeah.
Up until secondary school maybe even, you know.
Maybe beyond. We don't know.
Yeah,
we don't know what kids were doing. But, yeah, it is. It's exactly. It's evolved, you know, so much over the life of this franchise. And, again, you can't make a straightforward Toy Story movie in the way that you could
just
in 95. Yeah, because it's the world is the way it is. Awful.
Yeah.
But it's
awfully
also,
good. But awfully also, good if you like content.
It doesn't like demonize, you know, kids and iPads and social media or whatever, which is, you know, which is not true because kids, it is a form of connection. Like it's something that, you know, I know every parent struggles with this because you want them to grow up with it and be connected to other kids and not miss out.
Right.
But it's also just fucking shooting poison into their brains.
Correct, yes.
But
But
it's so integral to socializing now, you know?
That being said as well, how do you feel about Bonnie's parents who aren't just like...
She's getting random friends
requests. Yeah, well, just why aren't you just knocking on the next...
Well, yeah.
Or going to school.
Why are you letting her flail around?
Considering I don't have any kids, but, like, I've, you know, you and other parents I know, you go to the school pickup and you talk to the other parents.
Yeah.
And these parents aren't like...
No, they haven't done any of that.
What are your kids up to? Let's do a play date. Let's do whatever.
A big part of, you know, my life has been, you know, since my kids started school or kinder or whatever, is that you speak to the parents.
You bail up those other parents.
You bail up the parents. And look, I don't love doing it always, especially depending on who. I mean, you find parents that are great or whatever. And you you make those connections mm-hmm. so that your kids can hang out.
Yeah.
And also that your kids see that, you know, you what a social interaction yeah, uh-huh. looks like.
Yeah.
And I get,
listen, kids, I don't want to do this, but sometimes this you have to. You. Yeah.
Sometimes you got to. And yeah. I've made like a lot of really good friends like that. But yeah, I guess this movie isn't about that. No, it's not about the adults.
Okay.
And it's just watching their kids struggle. But watching like your kid like not fit in or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like it's heartbreaking, you know? Like it's,
or it would be if your kids
it would be, but then my kids are cool.
Because
I gave them sunglasses.
And cigarettes.
I gave them sunglasses, cigarettes, and their Meta sunglasses. So they're that's recording right. everybody.
Yeah.
They're mogging everybody.
And you've got the earpiece in and you're like, now say this.
Mog them.
Yeah, mog them. Mog them. Show them your $1,000 Optimus Prime that transforms by a voice command.
That's right. So, yeah, I thought, again, it's a kids movie, obviously, so it's about the kids and the kids kind of breaking that ground. But it's like some kids just take to that really easily.
Yeah.
And some kids, they need, you know, prompting. They need help, you know, to set things up for them and whatever. And then they, you know, they eventually get it, hopefully. But speaking of, I took my kids to this. I saw it literally today. My kids really liked it, thought it was a lot of fun. My son spoke to you about it and he was like, I don't understand why Woody's in this. He should have left the franchise. That's right.
And I said, I know exactly what you mean because he had the big goodbye at the last one. Yes. And he's like, yes, he
did. It does kind of undercut that.
Yeah.
Another thing I think doesn't work is that a part of this movie is that Buzz wants to get married.
To
and
Jesse.
It's like, you don't have to do any of this.
Was there any of that? Was there any romantic inclination in the previous
movies? Yeah, like heaps.
Oh,
they're like together.
Oh, I didn't know that. I've forgotten.
Movies. Yeah.
I'd forgotten that.
You don't have to know any of that.
Well, I don't.
Yeah. But I think also coming back to Jesse was like a really good idea.
Mm.
I love that. Like,
which I think is probably going to be, if they're going to do sequels, and they will, more and more sequels forever.
Yeah.
Toy Story 10, that's what I say.
Yes.
Straight to 10. They're going to have to pick the supporting characters and build around that because this...
Whoever's voicing Mr. Potato Head now, because Don Rickles died.
Oh.
Yeah. But so did Slinky Dog.
Did he?
Yeah. Jim Varney. Was original Slinky Dog.
Right.
Mm. But yeah, that moment in Toy Story 2 where, I don't know if you remember.
No.
And you see it in this, you see Jesse like get left behind. Like that, like coming back to all that was just really great. And it could have been done, you know, awfully or felt like a retread. And
there are
obviously things this that are retreaded or like referenced to, but I think it's all good. Yeah.
Look, I did have some issues regarding the networking ability of various outmoded pieces of technology.
What are we talking about?
How are they connecting to the house Wi-Fi with WAP? I doubt it. That's not even what that stands for anymore.
That doesn't make any sense, Mason. Ridiculous. I agree with you. Yeah. Well, I guess a phone can connect to a toilet and whatever, can't it?
I guess a phone. I guess in these crazy times, I guess a phone can connect to a toilet.
I don't know. Like, the overall message of, like, no, iPads are all right. I don't know about that.
Well, I think the problem, you know? And again, you're going to have to remind me about the previous previous installments of this. They try not to have a villain.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Right.
Because, like, the prospector from 2, a villain, Sid, psychopath.
The kid, yeah.
3's a teddy bear.
But he's
bear.
Also creative, isn't he?
Yeah, he's creative. 3's a teddy bear, an evil purple teddy bear.
Okay.
4 is... a ventriloquist dummy run by antique store.
I forgot about the antique store.
Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe that was it. The idea, what I think was interesting is that they sort of, I don't think this is really a spoiler, like the kind of, Lily Pat is the antagonist and she's like, well, I'm the future, whatever, toys, who cares about toys or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's a softening of that and everybody, you know, spoiler alert, everybody learns to get along in a certain way. So maybe that's the...
I think, though, there's maybe
Toy Story 6, the villain can be a gun that one of the kids finds in a schoolyard.
That'd be great.
That'd be great.
There's also a link between, I think, the lily pad character.
Got a toy! Pick me up!
A parallel between that. And there's a character of anxiety in Inside Out 2.
Right.
Which is about making friends and connecting, but then you might do it wrong. Like, you're trying to do all the right things.
Yeah, right.
So it's pretty similar to that.
Anyway, I'm going to say best movie ever.
I'm going to say best movie ever.
Time for big spoilers?
Yeah.
Look, my favorite moment of this
Is it Buzz Lightyear's flying around?
Yes,
yeah.
Because the The Buzz Lightyears, again, they when they get activated, they again, like the original Buzz Lightyear, they think they're real.
Yeah.
And you know, it's only later in the movie they discover, no, actually, we're toys and we've got to help kids and play and have fun and what have you. But then, of course, there's a situation where all the toys have to cover a bunch of ground to you know, make things happen.
How are they going to connect?
How are they going to do it? Well, guess what? The high-tech Buzz Lightyear is a drone also.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool. Because also they get, you know, because Buzz Lightyear's always wanted to fly.
That's right.
I think it was so fun that they just kind of, you know.
It's his dream come true.
It's his dream come true and he, you know, he hitches a ride on one of the flying Buzz Lightyears. I thought that was cool, you know.
Agreed. Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah. And because obviously in all the previous editions, that's never going to happen to Buzz Lightyear because that technology was simply not available. But now you could do this.
Not really now. Not like this.
No, you would never build a drone device into a Buzz Lightyear toy that's boxed up. Like, you would have to. Kids would lose fingers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I thought that was fun.
Yeah, because when the wings popped out, I was like, oh, how are they going to do this? Because they wouldn't be able to. Oh, it's of course.
Nice.
The four propeller things or whatever, yeah. And of course, the other spoiler is that everybody makes friends. There's new friendships forged. And that is something nice about seeing your kids find other kids that they like really connect with.
Uh-huh.
And there's no like judgment or like. They sync up on like interests.
Because there's another kid we learned called Blaze.
And also
Blaze.
You like their parents, which isn't always the case.
That's right. There's another kid called Blaze and she lives on the other sort of the other side of town. And the toys figure out a kind of a scheme to get them to finally meet. But then the kids are finally like, or Bonnie's finally like, I'm not gonna be shy anymore.
We're gonna be best friends.
We're gonna sit around and come up with stories, and then Jesse and Buzz can get married.
Yeah. And I also liked how Jesse's original owner, whatever you call it, she'd always remembered her and had a fondness for her and named her daughter after Jesse because of whatever. I loved all of that. And it was way better than like bringing her back.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, because that would have, I don't know if how they would have handled that if it could have been done well. Because I was like, oh, does she still live on this farm or whatever?
Yeah.
And turns out no. Yeah. But. You know, and I like also the idea that, you know, people come in and out of your life and you just might not see them.
Not
again.
Me. Nobody comes obviously. Into my life, they never leave. They can't leave my orbit.
Because you got them in a headlock.
I got them in a headlock. They're trapped by my charisma, which is what I call a headlock.
And it's because, you know, that's what life is. People come into your life and they sometimes have a huge impact and you never, or vice versa. Not you, obviously.
Thank you.
Because you've got them in a headlock.
Yes.
But I thought that was a really nice message that, you know, sometimes friendships to people in your life are temporary, you know?
If you say so.
No, I know you don't understand this concept.
Because
you've got them in a headlock.
Thank you.
But I thought that was really wonderful.
Yeah.
So, I also think that I like that this was 7 years between this and the last one.
Mm-hmm.
I think if it was the last one and then 2 years later they were like this and what if technology, I don't know, man. I just feel like I just saw a Toy Story movie.
Yeah, that's right.
I think these are spaced out really well.
Yeah.
And I think you get a new army of fans. You get older fans who are still on board.
Yep.
You know, I think it's a really clever strategy.
You get him in that headlock.
Yep.
You know?
You get Tom Hanks' brother to voice all the merchandise for Woody.
Yes.
And all the video games and whatever. And I think that's cool, actually.
And then when he dies, we can get Chet Hayes.
Chet Hayes!
Mm-hmm.
Got some reviews here for Toys Fivery.
Surely nobody could have anything bad to say about Toys Fivery.
Some people do and some people don't.
Interesting.
William says it was better than 4, although that's not saying much. Not as good as the original trilogy. No ugly cry moments, but still, best movie ever.
I don't know about that. I ugly cried the whole time. But I was ugly crying before I got to the theatre.
Because of?
Oh, you know, stuff.
Just what's going on in your brain and also outside of your brain?
Inside the brain, outside the brain. That covers everything, right?
Yeah, I think that's all.
Yeah, most of that
that's
stuff.
That's all vectors.
Yeah, all of that and more.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
It's, you know, where it's like it's a Venn diagram. It's two circles and it's like things that make Mason cry.
And it's one circle.
It's one circle.
Inside, outside, one circle. But then also outside those circles, it says even more
crying.
Even more crying for stuff. So I don't know. I don't know what my crying for. For Eldritch Horrors beyond our comprehension, probably.
Absolutely.
That stuff sucks.
It does suck. Jaren says, I thought this was better than 4. Maybe as a father I've grown softer to these particular story beats, but I thought this movie was touching in a way that the previous one wasn't. Best
I'll believe
movie
you,
ever.
Because I haven't seen the last one for 7 years, apparently.
So. Whoa.
Yeah.
Anthony says, though still unnecessary after the Golden Trilogy, I liked it better than 4. I found 4 a bit of a betrayal of the franchise's themes, while this one brought it right back.
Mm. Betrayal.
Alex says, why am I so sad over a cartoon of a toy? Being young with Toy Story 1 and 2 and then at uni for 3 hours, and you find yourself understanding Andy. Now, as a dad of three boys.
Understanding Andy.
Yeah, three boys, kids under six. I found myself understanding the toys. I think they've nailed the market. Kids of the First are now parents, and of the fifth, easy billion-dollar film. Love that Jesse held the film with ease and and didn't even realize or care. And Woody and Buzz were useless. Wink. There was a deep irony in knowing that there was a large amount of kids watching this on an iPad thrust in front of their face to keep them quiet. Best movie ever.
Makes you think.
Makes you think.
And if you're wondering why it made you so sad, might I direct you to this Venn diagram?
Also,
what's all the stuff I'm dealing with?
He says in a Facebook page.
Oh, ironic.
Yeah.
Very ironic.
Julia says, you know, I want to be mad, but damn, they can make these movies. Anytime I watch a Toy Story movie, it makes me feel like I'm neglecting my toys. It does have that effect, yeah. That's awesome. I really appreciate the movie. I appreciate the focus on Jesse to mix it up and make it fresh. It felt like how the toys actually supported the kids was shown beautifully beyond just making them not feel alone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, generally positive, not like... Not raucous applause.
But also not, this is the end of cinema.
I mean, that's also happening, but just not in these particular comments.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah. And it's probably gone woke now that there was that comment about Jesse being the main character.
I didn't realize that's true, yeah.
This has gone woke.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't even occur to you because it seems like a normal thing to you that they might expand the roster of main characters to another character. But then you forget to factor in that character is marginally different to the other character.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, no, it's gone woke.
Venn diagram, things I find woke.
Just a circle.
Just a circle.
Just a circle.
Just a circle of things that upset me.
Yeah.
Or I don't understand.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, and there's a line and it's going up and it's my age. And, yes. And it's perfectly in line with that of the going woke line.
And also back pain. Is the line. That line is also going up equally.
I thought I was going to do, I had a big back pain the other day because I did my biggest deadlift ever, Mason.
Oh, yes.
Turns out I just did a really good deadlift and I'm fine.
So what was the pain?
It was the initial pain of me lifting a really, really heavy weight.
Oh,
but
wow.
Then I was fine.
Okay. So we'll see, won't we?
Yeah. I'm going to go heavier and heavier and never stop and never die.
That sounds really good. One day you'll be able to lift the entire world.
And all its problems?
And your kids will finally love you if you can lift the entire world.
I think they'd be upset if I did that.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we move to the next segment of the show?
Next segment.
What is it?
It's what we're reading.
Is it?
What we're going to read.
Is it?
Yes.
Can you let me out of this headlock?
Okay.
Really?
No.
I'm doing a thing. What are we reading today? Mason, this is a great segment where
it's
we talk about
segment.
What we're listening to.
It's so
watching.
Good. You're going to crack open a Dr. Pepper Zero.
You better believe it.
Are you even getting those in Australia?
I'm ordering them online, Mason.
Oh, yes.
They're coming to my door. They come in a weird crate.
Oh, I see.
Well, they're also slightly smaller.
Are they?
Yeah, there are three.
30?
Three. 50. Actually, what's that?
This is 375.
Yeah, 350.
Interesting. Yeah. Wow, that's shrinkflation right there. That's what Dr. Pepper's degree is in, shrinkflation.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's correct,
this is good, though. I'm enjoying it.
Oh, you know, it's very nice.
I wish I could enjoy a little bit more of it, though, but I guess I could open another can and drink a little bit from it.
Then throw the rest of it away. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Any day of 375.
Mm-hmm.
So you do your deadlifts.
Big time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we talk about stuff that we've been watching, reading, listening to or whatever.
You've been watching Widow's Bay.
I finished Widow's Bay, yeah. Okay. I was lucky because the last episode wasn't out and I watched all the other ones and then the next day the last episode was out.
Oh, very good. What's it about?
Terrific. So it's like, well, it's by Kate Dippold.
Okay. It's a name I recognize, but I don't know why.
Well, she worked, Katie Dippold. So she worked on Parks and Rec, among other things. Oh, she wrote The Heat. The Heat's great.
It's a fun movie.
Got a question later about comedy movies.
The answer's The Heat.
Yes. And it was going to be like a Parks and Rec episode about a haunted kind of weird thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it didn't really kind of fit it. And Parks and Rec isn't like a supernatural show, but this is a show, not like supernatural.
Disagree. They were dead the whole time. All of them were dead the whole time. Yeah.
Ron Swanson?
Ron Swanson.
He had his Ron Swan song?
He had his Ron Swan song.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's basically this spooky little town that the mayor of which, who's played by
Amy Poehler, wrapped her car around a poehler.
No. Oh my God.
Yeah. And she's dead. Yep.
Aziz unsawed his own head off. Now he's a ghost.
Correct. Yes. We can do this for all the characters. Don't test us. We could though.
Mm-hmm.
Or their actors' names.
Yep.
That's whatever.
Rob Lowe. He went too low.
He went
and
too low.
And he's into a grave.
That's right.
And he's a ghost now.
Correct. Yes.
God, this is great.
It is good.
Aubrey Plaza?
Barely know her.
I don't think you've ever met.
To death.
Yeah!
Yeah.
And she's a ghost now.
And she's a ghost now.
Okay. So
but what is the premise of this?
So it's a small town, and the mayor, Matthew Rhys.
Oh, yes.
Who people would know from The Americans, among other things. Mm. He's trying to...
Even though he isn't Americans.
No, he's a Welshman or something.
Mm, yeah.
He's the mayor, Tom Loftus, and he's trying to boost the town's profile. It's like sleepy little fishing island.
Oh, yes.
And but there's also some strange goings on. Some may potential... There's a lot of history involving murder and famine and
spookadooks.
Awful stuff. Yeah, spookadooks. But he doesn't believe in any of that. Mm-hmm. But it turns out that this, all these kind of happenings, these strange occurrences begin.
Yes.
And initially he's like, oh, this is just local lunatic shit or whatever. But maybe there is some truth to it.
Oh.
And
is
then,
there?
Yes. Nice. And then it kind of just goes from there.
Okay.
And you could, like, it could be one season if you wanted to, but there is room to expand it.
Would you say it's a jump scare show
maybe a little bit, but there is some pretty decent, like, unnerving stuff. It's also very funny.
Okay. Well, it was a Parks and Rec episode.
Well, exactly, yeah. Kate O'Flynn, who I don't recall seeing in anything else as his assistant, has this amazing episode where she's planning the perfect party.
Oh, yeah.
She's kind of this town reject that this terrible thing happened to her when she was young, and a lot of people don't believe it or don't believe that happened to her or whatever. And so there's that. That episode is amazing.
Uh-huh.
Stephen Root is in it as like a
local. I like Stephen Root.
Yeah,
sure.
He's amazing in it. I really, really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I was really glad that I was able to kind of go back to back to back. And it's just, again, like, it is unnerving. It's like, it's some of the imagery is like, ugh, whatever. But it's also, it's...
That's what you want out of a spook.
It's very funny.
Okay,
and
I'll
really
check it out.
Strange scenarios. And just like people who don't believe in anything going up against stuff that they slowly realize may or may not be real.
Are they...
And how you deal with that.
Are the people in the show, are they aware of the concept of spooky things? Like if you...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, right.
Like there's a scary clown at one point and they're not like, this is it, but they're from the show. Yeah. Pennywise, the show.
This is it, yeah, exactly.
But, you know, yeah, people don't know what a zombie is or a witch or whatever.
Rashida Jones, more like Rashida Bones.
Whoa, she's a ghost now.
Adam Scott, more like Adam Bones.
Because he's a ghost
he's
now.
A ghost
maybe
now.
A skeleton.
Chris Pratt, dead Chris Pratt.
Because he's a ghost now?
He could be a ghost now, yeah.
God, whoever played Jerry?
Because Jim O'Hare?
Because he's a ghost now.
More like Jim over there.
Make
a
your
ghost.
Hair stand up on
nice.
Him because he's a
very
ghost
good.
Now.
There's so many options here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, highly recommend.
Terrific.
It's on Apple Plus.
So, well, it's interesting.
Hopefully they do it sooner than the next 4 years.
No, they won't.
And they do some flashback episodes. One of the episodes has a flashback with, what's her name? She's in...
Rashida Bones?
No, she's in Glow. She's the Miss American one.
Oh, Alison Brie and...
Not Alison Brie.
No, I know, but I go Alison Brie and the other lady.
Yes.
No.
Betty Gilpin.
Betty Gilpin.
Yeah, so that's a fun one too.
Great.
Check it out.
I will check it out. So it's interesting because a lot of people on the internet have been talking about Widow's Bay and a lot of people mentioned, oh, it's a little Stephen King-esque. And
yes,
so someone asks Stephen King online, hey, have you checked out Widow's Bay? It's similar to your work.
Yeah.
And he said, I like Widow's Bay, but I love Maximum Pleasure Guaranteed. So I watch that.
Which one's that?
It's an Apple TV show. It's got Tatiana Maslany in it.
Oh, yeah.
And so
it's about
she plays a single mom going through...
She's awesome.
Yeah, single mom going through a divorce. If
Jake
you can imagine,
Johnson's in
if
this.
If you can imagine such a thing.
Never.
And but she is sort of... She's got this ongoing interaction with like a cam man, like a cam boy. Like she pays to talk to him over the cam and do sexy stuff or whatever.
Cam boy.
Exactly. But then while she's speaking to him over this video link... it seems like he gets beaten up and abducted.
Mm.
And so she goes to the police and they're like, this is almost certainly a scam.
Yeah.
Like he's made this up and then you're going to get a call and it's like, give us $10,000 or whatever. And it's a scam to get, you know, a lonely woman's money and blah, blah, blah. And then
it's a cam man doing a scam.
It's a cam man scam. They should have called it cam man scam, man. It's a cam man scam, man. But then, and this is from the first episode, a little bit of a spoiler, but so then she sees this happen and she decides to take matters in her own hands and kind of do some
investigating. This is a bit like, was that show about your best friends and they're all awful and they're trying to solve a murder?
Oh, Search Party.
Yeah, it's a bit
Search
Party,
a bit.
That kind of premise.
So then it turns out he is dead.
Okay.
So she's like, oh no. Yeah. But then she's sort of gotten involved in this, and so now the police maybe think she had something to do with it.
Yes,
and
yes.
There's a bunch of other people in on various scams, and it's all...
It's a scam cam, man.
It's all very twisty and turny. Like you said, it's got Jake Johnson in it as the ex-husband.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, everybody's got their own agendas, and there's, like, a bigger... Seems to be a bigger mystery unfolding, and it's...
It's 6 out at the moment?
6 out, and I think it's of 10, maybe.
Oh, my God.
But I watched the first one. I'm like, I'll give this 5 minutes, and I did all 6.
Oh, wow.
In that amount of time.
Damn, straight man. Straight away. Cam, man. Yeah. I noticed you haven't said anything about Sugar Season 2.
I also watched the first episode of Sugar Season 2.
Do they acknowledge the big thing about Sugar Season 1?
Straight away.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Do you see it?
You do at some point. Yeah, you like, he doesn't do the thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he brings it up quite early on. But then the season, again, it's somebody goes missing. Like, this amateur boxer guy goes missing and he's got to track him down, and it's kind of... just a regular noirish kind of mystery show.
But it has that one thing.
One thing in it, yeah. It's also got, there's a couple of guest stars in it. So Laura Donnelly,
yeah.
Who people would know as Elsa Bloodstone in
Work by Night, she's good, I like her.
And so is Sasha Cully from
Supergirl.
Supergirl.
Well,
she's in it.
She's Supergirl in The Flash. Speaking of,
yes.
This week, Caravan of Garbage, looking at The Flash.
Love it.
Horrendous as it's ever been.
Oh, absolutely.
You're not going to see much kindness in that video. But that's early at BigSandwich.co or Patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. Speaking of,
yes,
this week is a Q&A.
We've
got another Q&A. People can listen to our Qs that they've asked, and we'll give them the A's.
That's right.
Coming up. Maybe
you're just in it for, you want to know what other people in the Weekly Planet community want to ask.
Yeah.
Maybe you're just interested in the questions.
Yep.
You're not interested in the answers. Well, too bad.
You have to
Good luck navigating that.
Yeah. Maybe you could time code it for other people, but that means you'd have to listen to it.
That's so true, isn't it?
But that's the cross that you bear.
That's right.
Also, I'm watching some of Rick and Morty. It's fine.
Okay, right. That's good to know.
You know.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, yeah.
From a show that I was like, wow, highly anticipated. I can't wait every week. And now I'm like, I can take or leave this. And so I don't even think it's worse.
Okay.
But
are they still doing a kind of ongoing
narratives sort of,
plot thing? What is the...
Evil Morty's back and... Oh, ongoing? I don't know. Evil Morty, I guess.
It's been Evil Morty for years, hasn't it?
It's Evil Morty.
When I stopped watching, which was at least 2 seasons ago, it was still Evil. It was Evil Morty.
I know, like, I don't like Justin Roiland. Terrible stuff. But I think the voice work, it is different.
Mm, yeah.
Because it's two new people. And it does feel a bit impression-y sometimes.
Yeah,
as opposed
right.
To, like, again, awful crook. He shouldn't be involved in it. And he wasn't apparently doing anything with the show the last few seasons it was involved anyway, outside the voices. But, yeah, it's good. Like, it's good. I shouldn't be, like, so down on it.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Still pretty solid, yeah.
Mm. Mm. All right. Should we interesting. You going to watch Sugar season 1 or 2?
No. Nah.
All right.
I know the ending.
I guess you do. But you don't know the ending of this season.
Neither do you.
What if it turns out to be a different thing?
If it turns out to be a different thing, can you just tell me?
I'll let you know. If it turns out that the big secret of the first season turns out to be all in his mind,
uh-huh.
I'll let you know.
Can't wait.
Me can't wait either.
Me can't wait either. Venn diagram of things you can wait for and things that you can't wait for.
It's all in the second
one. It's all in the one second. Yeah, they're not connected at all.
Not connected at all, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Letters?
It's time for letters.
Yeah, man.
Here's the letters theme.
I love this theme. I wrote it.
You're a liar.
I am a liar.
Yeah. Like your hero, Rick. Rick and Morty. He's not my liar. Right now. We're
going to
do letters.
He's just cool. I think he's cool.
Yeah, he's cool.
Isn't there anything wrong with that?
Nah.
Isn't there anything wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that, brother.
All right. I'm excited for whatever this is.
Me too.
It's the letters time.
Yes.
You know about this?
I know exactly about this.
If you don't want to rush the show, you can send a Gmail to weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com or visit the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates group.
That's right.
Have a discussion about... Oh, sorry. I'm listening to a Red Letter Media review.
Okay.
YouTube app's good now. Because if you accidentally open it, it will just continue playing the video that you might have already closed or stopped watching or didn't want to play.
Mm.
But it's automatic.
And it costs you $50 every time that happens.
That's my favorite part of it.
It's good, isn't it?
It makes me go like this. Joke would work better if that was just like...
Yeah.
Joke. The joke would work better.
The joke, such as it is, would work better.
Yeah, if it was just like this.
Nice.
See that? See the difference?
Okay, but that would have worked better if it didn't work. See, that part of it, if you'd hit the button again, if it worked,
Well, that's good. What did that do?
No, that was good, actually. Okay. That was good because it was in the middle of my thought. So.
Okay, cool. All right. Yeah, well, let me know if you need me to do it again.
I think overall, then, I would give that a B+.
Okay, cool. Mason, what do you got?
I got so many emails. Here's an email from Robert Gibbon.
Robert Gibbon.
Big movie. What's big movie?
Big movie.
G'day, boys. Last year, I wrote in to talk about me being a wrestler with a championship belt from the UK who recently moved to Melbourne.
Oh, yeah.
Well, due to some family emergencies, we had to move back home.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this was very hard for me as I love Melbourne so much, as you would and should.
Venn diagram of people who love Melbourne.
Mm.
Everybody who does, and also this guy. Yeah, yeah.
And people in Sydney.
Yeah, you can't have a go away.
Get out of here.
Go away, dorks.
To cheer me up in honor of you guys, I now do Big Movie Sundays. Every Sunday, I eat pizza and watch Big Movie.
Big Movie.
My fiance asked to watch Twilight tonight, as she claims it is Big Movie because it made a lot of movie, he's written here, but I think he means money.
But also, it did make a lot of movie.
It did make a lot of movie.
I agree.
I argued that Big Movie isn't always about the money it grossed, it's about the vibe of the movie. Anyway, how would you boys describe Big Movie? What are the criteria? First of all, I think Twilight is Big Movie.
I would say initial Twilight, you might be like, maybe not. Because if it hadn't become big franchise,
it wouldn't be
that's
big
not
movie.
Big movie. Mm. I think by three, it's big movie.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What do you think categorize? Is it budget? Is it scope?
It's scope.
Is
it's
it hype. Who's involved?
Hype? I think a lot of the time it is.
It's season of which it's released.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they'll dump a big movie in January.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's not a big movie.
I think the public has to think it's big movie.
Big movie.
Even if it doesn't do particularly well, later it can be. Like in the moment when it's releasing in cinemas, if everybody's like, I'm fired up about this, you know that's big movie.
That's big movie.
You know. Yeah. If the last one was big movie and they're releasing another one and everybody's hyped for it, even if it's much worse, it's still big movie.
Venn diagram, and it's just however you do it, it makes sense in terms of, it would say big movie.
Imagine a Venn diagram and it's just heaps of circles.
Yeah.
And they're in a big circle and it says big movie.
And all the big movies are in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And big Jim Cameron's on the outside of the circle. He's giving a thumbs up.
Yeah, because he's made all of those big movies.
Big movies.
He made them happen with his mind. Do you think it's a vibes thing?
It's a vibes thing, yeah. Also, but if it does make a bunch of money.
Yeah.
So, like, Obsession is big movie. We didn't know.
Because it became big movie.
Became big movie.
Interesting. I like
that. Yeah. I wouldn't have, like, first week, knowing nothing about it, I'd be like, good movie, but now we know it's big movie.
I think somebody pointed this out because we did a review of whatever came out the week before, I don't know.
Mm.
And then we're like, oh, there's not really a big movie next week.
Yeah.
But it was Obsession. We didn't even know. Sometimes we don't even know when it's a
big
movie.
But Curry Barker's next movie is going to be big movie.
Big movie.
I can tell you right now, it's going to be big movie. Even if it's the Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake that he's doing or whatever, it's going to be big movie.
I kind of hope he doesn't do that.
Well, he's doing something else
as well.
Yeah,
he's doing Anyone But Ghosts.
Backrooms 2. I don't know if it's going to be big movie.
Yeah, because of the meme-ness.
But we'll know leading up to it.
Yeah, we'll be able to
We don't know it. Now.
No,
I can guarantee you the next Curry Barker movie is going to be big movie, but the next thing Kane Parsons does, not necessarily big movie.
Not necessarily.
Do you feel that vibe or you disagree?
No, I do agree with that.
Yeah.
I think there's a fair shot, but Backrooms is different than Obsession.
Yeah,
my parents didn't see Backrooms.
Interesting, but they did see Obsession.
Yeah, that's right.
And they did. We had a conversation.
Yeah, I think
about
it. Yeah, you did. Mm. He did speak to my. Did you speak to my mum?
I spoke to
your
mum about it.
Yeah, and what did she say?
She asked
that
me.
It sounded
what,
like I was setting up a joke. And no, what did she say?
Yeah.
She messaged me about it.
Mm. Well, she was like, "What's your theory?" And I'm like, "I got lots of theories, mate. Yeah. Don't even. I got theories you haven't even thought about.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I said, I don't know. Maybe it's the devil. You know."
You don't even think that.
I don't even think that's why. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
She also doesn't think that.
No.
She thinks it's an alternate personality thing.
Oh, well, I don't think that.
What do you think it is?
I think it's the devil.
I think there's two personalities going on. Didn't Curry Barker just say what it was and it's not the devil?
Probably. But I think he's wrong, death of the author.
I agree. Let's kill him. That's what we're doing.
Then his next one would definitely be a big movie.
Yeah.
We kill him after he's finished it, then it's big movie.
Let's kill him before and see what happens.
Nice.
To us.
We could derail big movie and then we'd be famous forever.
Oh,
they can make big movie about us.
Or average Netflix documentary, true crime documentary.
Yeah.
You saw the one about, I think I talked about it. I don't know why this, because it comes up in my feed every now and then. The woman who marries a guy who might have murdered somebody. in the Scottish Highlands.
Oh,
it's called,
yeah.
Should I Marry This Murder or whatever?
Sure.
And there's one thing that I cannot get aboard with. Like, all the decisions that she made, I'm like, I understand why you did this. The police have let you down. They left you in a really vulnerable position.
Mm-hmm,
like, I understand why this has gone the way it does. Yeah. But there's moments in it where she's just like, and he's so handsome. And I just like, yeah, he's just a burly, handsome guy. He's like a 10 out of 10. And they show him. And I'm like, this guy's not a 10. This guy's like a fucking 6, max.
Yeah, right.
I don't even believe in a numbered system, mate.
Sure,
I don't even
sure,
think
sure.
that's true.
Unless they're a 6, in which case, straight up, that guy's a 6.
I'm like, he's tall.
Yeah.
And that can get you a long way. Mm. But this dude, I'm going to show you a photo of it. Why do I care about this?
I don't know.
Should I marry this guy, marry this murderer?
Is that what it's called?
Something like that. Should I marry a murderer? Yeah. Anyway, I did enjoy the series.
Is it a reenactment or is it a documentary?
There is some of that.
Yeah.
But it's mostly just like him.
Okay.
No, like she's got a lot of footage of this guy.
Yeah, right.
And recorded a lot of conversation. What's his name?
Okay, James, I got a list of, this is from RottenTomatoes.com, new 2026 movies coming soon.
Whoa.
I'm going to tell you, we're going to determine whether which of these are big movie.
So they're twins. Okay, okay. Which one are they? Do you think this is either of these guys is a 10?
No.
Look at him.
He's a 10 on that receding hairline scale, whatever that
the
is.
The Norwood scale?
Yeah, like that's the one, which I don't think even goes up to 10. I think it stops at 8 or something.
But he's still a 10.
Yeah, he's still a 10.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not a 10. Look at this freaking guy.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that. You can't tell
I'm
me that.
I'm not telling you that. James, list of movies. Here we go. You ready?
Okay.
We're going to determine. Okay, Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War. That's an anime movie.
Nah.
Could it be big movie though?
Yeah, but yeah.
We don't see. We're out of that wheelhouse.
Niche movie.
Niche movie. Supergirl.
Big movie.
It is big movie.
But it probably won't do well, especially not the first week.
Jackass Best and Last. I think that's big movie.
It's got a big movie now.
It's got a big movie.
Yeah.
Brand,
you know?
Scott Eastwood's Lucky Strike.
No.
No, of course not.
Clint Eastwood retired though, apparently, which is crazy.
Maybe though. Because I saw an interview with Scott Eastwood, and apparently he's not told Scott Eastwood that he retired.
I bet he doesn't tell Scott Eastwood a lot of things.
Yeah. Russell Crowe in a movie called The Get Out. That's not big movie.
Nah.
There's a Angelina Jolie movie called Couture. That's not big movie.
Maybe. Depends what that is.
Yeah.
Could be a Salt sequel.
Yeah.
This is the rest of the year, did you say?
Yeah. Boy, there's a bunch of stuff I've never heard of at all. Minions and Monster, that's big movie.
That's big movie.
That's big movie.
And Monsters, you freaking
kidding? Yes. Young Washington.
I don't know.
No.
You also missed Moana live action.
I haven't seen that. It's not on this list.
Oh, and The Odyssey.
That's big movie. Yeah. That's big movie.
IMAX, big movie. Spider-Man Brand New Day.
That's big movie.
What about this one?
Yes.
Coyote versus Acme.
That's not big movie.
What about this one? Clayface. Yeah.
That's not currently a big movie, but I think that belongs in the obsession subspace where it could become big
movie.
But
it is part of big brand.
Yeah.
Resident Evil?
No.
But?
Oh, Weapons Resident Evil. That's a big movie.
The Social Reckoning. I think that's kind of a big movie.
Yeah, I think that might be a big movie, honestly.
Yeah. What about Matchbox, the movie? Apparently that's out this year.
That's not a big movie.
I think it is.
No, because that's, if Barbie was big movie, obviously.
Yeah. We're considering He-Man.
He-Man wasn't big movie.
Mm. When a group of former childhood friends reconnect, their reunion takes a wild turn as they stumble upon a dangerous international plot and must save the world. That sounds exactly like Matchbox, the Matchbox I know.
Absolutely.
Just the Fast and Furious movies.
Yes.
Oh, it's got Jessica Biel and John Cena.
Mm.
Got any other big movies there?
Super Troopers 3, big movie. Just kidding.
Godzilla Minus 2.
That's not big movie. Last one did well, didn't it?
Not a big movie, that one. What about this?
Yes.
Cat in the Hat. Nah.
No.
Animated.
Yeah.
Street Fighter?
That's big movie.
Well, Mortal Kombat 2, I would say.
Yeah.
What about this? The Hunger Games Sunrise on the Reaping.
That's big movie.
Jumanji 4.
That's big movie.
Avengers Doomsday.
That's big movie.
Dune Part 3.
That's big movie.
Werewolf.
Oh, Wolf. Eggers Werewolf.
Yeah.
It's not big movie.
Oh, man, he made The Northman.
I mean, to some, it's a big movie.
To us, it's a big movie.
Mm.
He does big scope.
Yeah, it's true.
Mm. He did that Nosferatu guy.
It's true.
Where at the end he's like, oh, I could die.
Yeah.
I could just stay in this bed.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. Where we talk about relatable.
That's right.
Relatable.
Mm. Anyway, that's every movie.
Absolutely. I got a letter here.
Yes.
Good discussion. I don't think we've ever had a discussion that good. That letter has brought us together in a way that I never thought was possible.
I would even call us friends now.
I'm just thinking about what kind of...
Wait, I take it back. I take it back. Take it back.
I guess if it's not a universal decision between both of us, we couldn't consider that to be the case.
Yeah, it's true.
Aaron says, in celebration of Toy Story 5, did you have one favorite toy as a kid that you were inseparable from? What was it? And if you still have it, where is it now?
Optimus Prime. G1 Optimus Prime.
That's sick.
It's on the top of my fridge.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah. Well, you've seen one, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah, it sits on the top of my fridge currently. In truck mode.
There was a...
Because there's not enough room for it to be in robot mode.
True. There was a, remember the Core figures? They were like knockoff G.I. Joes?
Sort of, yeah.
There was a guy in that and he had a, it was a Australian guy and he had like a, one of those.
Oh, yeah, you get them at the supermarket.
Yeah, you get them
at
the supermarket.
Yeah.
Had one of them. And
that's C-O-R-P-S.
Yes.
The Core.
And had one of those Transformers that didn't transform from the 90s.
Action Masters.
Like, and I would be like, and that was like his suit that he'd wear.
Oh,
Action
yeah, nice.
Master. So they were two ones that I loved. Ninja Turtles, you know.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
But like one particular thing, it was probably like those two together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Star Wars stuff and whatever.
I think I gave all my Ninja Turtles to like a younger neighborhood kid because there was another like crest of Ninja Turtles whatever. And
like,
I'm like, okay, yeah, you can have those.
Mm.
Yeah.
Voltron.
Voltron. Vehicle Voltron, you were saying.
My favorite.
Third Voltron, whatever that was.
Gladiator?
Gladiator
something.
Voltron.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
It's cool you still got that. Oh, that toy is at my parents' and it's missing an arm. But it's in a drawer.
The Core?
Yeah. No, yeah. I don't know about him, but I don't know him. He's a bloke. Yeah. He's an Aussie bloke. But the Transformer is in there.
All right, nice.
Yeah, because they kept it, because, you know, grandkids and whatever.
Yeah.
Got another letter.
This is from Matthew.
Hello,
boys, me again. You're welcome.
Come on, man. You got to give us more than that.
Wondering if, like me, you find yourself doing a super deep dive into a fandom you don't actually follow. For example, this year I found myself learning a lot about Warhammer, even though I've never played it. Super interesting and oddly satisfying, even though I should be doing more productive things like working at my tax or trying to make more money. Speaking to a few friends, this is a lot less common than I thought and wondered where you two stand. No, I do that all the time.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know if it's like...
I have done it with Warhammer.
A fandom
40K,
as...
not regular
I
Warhammer.
Can't even look at that. I don't know what they're doing.
Mm.
You don't mean like a fandom group. It just means a...
No, just looking into the lore and the whatever.
Yeah, for sure. All the time. Like, and sometimes for work, but often not.
Yeah. Sometimes somebody will recommend a thing and I'll go to the Wikipedia page and it'll be like, it's about blah, blah, blah.
What's Star Wars about, you'll say?
I'll say that. And then they'll be like, we recommend Wikipedia. And I'll be like, okay, I guess I'm looking at this for 15 hours.
I mean, normally I'll just go to YouTube and be like, I bet there's a 3-hour video on this.
Yeah.
And there is.
Mm. Sometimes I need...
Sometimes you go to the comments and like, this is wrong. And I'm like, oh.
Sometimes I'm like, okay, this looks a little bit intriguing, but I need to know more. So I'll just like... find out, like, I looked up Attack on Titan.
Oh, yeah.
I think I watched the first episode of that, and I'm like, I don't really want to watch all of this, but I would like to know how it ends.
And?
This is a twist.
Great.
Yeah, and it's not what you think.
It's like the twist of Sugar in the show Sugar?
It's different from that. It's not exactly the same as the twist from Sugar.
That would be odd.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The giants who are attacking the town,
mm.
they're actually modern-day detectives who are obsessed with cinema.
I can trick myself
yes.
into looking into a thing and just go, this is work.
Okay.
This will come up.
And then you're more inclined to...
Yeah, it might come up.
Mm, sure.
That I could be like, I know about that.
Mm.
But, you know,
yeah.
I don't know anything about Warhammer because I think it sucks. Or it doesn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know Henry Cavill loves it.
He does. Is there a big movie coming out?
His worst show or something. I don't freaking know, man.
Yeah, oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know what he's goddamn up to. One of the things we do talk, talked about like making extra money or figuring out how to make money. I think this is in the latest Q&A that we did. We talk about a guy that I was speaking to about how he wanted to make money.
Oh, yeah.
And we go into it in depth in that. And it's not very good, is it? If it's
I don't really remember, but if it's one of your mates, it wouldn't be good.
Well, all your mates are millionaires, Mason?
Yep.
A lot of them are.
Are they? I don't think that's true.
I don't know. I don't know what you're up to.
Yeah.
Hanging out in your yachts with all your dumb rich mates, your stupid idiot mates, probably all pedophiles. Anyway, Mason, what's next? Oh, it's me.
Yeah.
Liam says, do you guys think that comedy movies ever come back, could ever come back in the way what cinemas like they used to? The Heat.
Oh, yes.
That's not here specifically. With Jackass Best and Last coming out, Next week, it seems that to be the only comedy movie that I'd imagine having a good time watching with the crowd. But for things like Adam Sandler movies in the early and any sort of 2000s-esque comedy movies seem to be more reserved exclusively for streaming services.
Mm.
We'll love to see them make a return as they are some of my favorite cinema memories from my teenage years. What's the last comedy movie you saw in theaters and enjoyed in cinemas?
Ooh, it's got to be something, right?
You are. God,
you are joking me,
mate. What is the last comedy that I saw?
See, that's the thing as well. Like when people say, what's the last movie you saw? I have to go, I have to look up this podcast and see what we talked about on it.
Comedy movie 2025. I'm just having it. Devil Wears Prada, was that a comedy?
No, I didn't think it was that funny.
I didn't see any of the Bad Boy
movies. I
don't
think it was that funny.
Minecraft? Oh, Naked Gun. There we go. We saw Naked Gun. God, I
did that do okay?
Yeah, I think it did all right. That was good. Mm-hmm. The Roses. I saw. Watched that on a plane. I watched that on a plane. Splitsville? Did I see that in cinemas? God, I can't remember.
I saw that on streaming, so I don't.
Oh, what was that Tim Robbins, Paul Rudd movie?
Oh, Friendship.
Did I see that in cinemas or at home?
I don't know, man.
God. But yeah, I know I definitely saw the...
Naked Gun?
I think, look, it's going to happen.
Mm.
Just someone needs to find the right... thing, like an obsession or whatever.
The right joke, one really good joke.
Yeah, but like something that speaks to like newer audiences, make it becomes an event, like a hangover-esque kind of experience.
What about a movie where it's just 90 minutes of young people saying 6-7 to each other?
That would be good.
I think that would still work.
I think also like streaming, and because they've dumped them all there now, that's kind of killed that because people just expect comedy movies. That'll come out on streaming and I'll watch... Jennifer Lopez kissed Ted Lasso, the guy from Ted Lasso or whatever.
Sure, sure.
You know. I wanted to see that Paul Rudd
one. Are you Ted Lasso, the guy from Ted Lasso?
You want me to kiss me? You want me to kiss me? What? I want to see, you know, the Paul Rudd one they did with the Jonas Brother guy.
Oh, Power Ballad.
Yeah, I want
well,
to see
it's out
that.
Now, so make it freaking quick,
I probably
brother.
Won't get to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, all right.
But yeah, it will happen.
Your commitment is weak at best, James.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate that. Mm. What's your next letter?
Oh, my
I don't
next...
know if I answered that properly, but...
Will they come back?
Yeah.
I think we need, like, I reckon if a... I mean, maybe the key is, you know, we got Curry Barker, we got Kane Parsons, we got some YouTube guys.
Oh, comedy YouTube.
Making stuff. I reckon if some big... And Curry Barker did fun comedy stuff?
Yeah, a bunch, yeah. There's heaps of...
Well, maybe if he turns his hand to comedy, people are like, all right.
But maybe funny.
But maybe he's locked himself in.
The billion, the billionaire the joke in the... in that movie is,
oh, yeah, that is
very
funny,
good.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, you should watch their comedy stuff because it's good. Mm. Yeah. What's that group that they...
Please Don't Destroy.
Yes. Wait. Yeah, they do. I enjoy those.
They did a movie with Conan O'Brien?
Yeah, I watched that. It was good.
What's it called?
I can't. Race to Something Mountain or whatever.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Mm.
Was there also that movie where it's a bunch of really rich guys in a...
Oh, in a bunker or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Seth Rogen's in it.
Yeah, okay. I haven't seen that.
Didn't see it also.
Almost Friday TV. I like them.
Okay.
So I think they can.
I think it
good.
Might be somebody with a big following on TikTok or YouTube or something, and they turn their hand to...
Yeah.
They're known for comedy movies. Somebody greenlights something, and it works with young people's sensibility.
But we also get it.
We get the money?
No, we get
it. Oh, we get it because we're young.
It's easy for us to understand anything.
Yeah, man.
What do you got next to my...
An email from Andrew. Hi, lads.
Hi, Andrew.
After your letter from this week's episode about movie food tie-ins, I thought I should let you know that Schweppes did one for The Mandalorian versus Groglet.
Fuck yeah.
That was actually available in Australia. I do remember this.
What was it?
Anyway, it was mystery lemonade, and it was just that grape soft drink flavour that you see in every regional bakery they call Portello. What an odd choice for The Mandalorian versus Groglet. Portello.
That's big movie in the worst way.
Yeah. That is big movie, isn't it? Big movie derogatory.
Big movie, yeah. Negative connotation.
It's always made by those regional soft drink brands that are probably owned by one of the massive drink companies anyway. Yeah,
absolutely.
Portello. What kids are drinking Portello?
No kids are drinking Portello.
You may as well make Mandalorian versus Groglet.
Piss. Hot piss.
Kinotto.
Kinotto.
Which is worse than hot piss.
Oh, that's true.
No, it is. It is.
Come on, man. If we put... two glasses of hot piss in front of you, one glass of Portello. You would drink two glasses of hot piss?
Probably one Kinotto and one piss.
Because you only have to drink one cup of hot piss as well. You don't have to drink both.
Can I drink zero of them?
No.
Can I drink zero of the drinks?
No. You can mix them. You can mix them.
Make a cocktail.
Yeah, okay. But it's like one of those riddles where, like, how do you got to mix two together, but you can't spill a drop or whatever.
Okay, well then I'd probably put the fox on the kayak
in the cup of piss,
and then I'd give him the cup of piss, and then when he goes across the lake,
yeah,
I'd
and the surgeon was his mother.
It's so true, isn't it?
What was the question?
I don't know. Since I'm bringing up regional bakeries, what's your go-to pie from those venues? Regional bakery? Shepherd's pie.
I do a pasty.
Interesting.
I know, it is interesting. I find the meat can be inconsistent.
Okay.
And I don't like how meaty they are in the middle.
Right. Yeah.
I like to break it up with some pastry.
Our friend Dave Warnicky is the number one pie guy.
Yeah, he nearly got pipped to the post by a liar, cheat.
Yeah, that's right.
Who was fudging the numbers.
Fudging those numbers with bots.
Like Daily Wire-esque bot work.
Yeah.
I'll do a sausage roll. I will do a pie. I like a chicken pie. The creamy chicken pie?
Chicken and
pie. Leek? Yeah, something like that.
Andrew said his is a chicken. It's a toss-up between a pepper steak and a chicken and leek.
Nothing wrong with that, my man.
Think about a sausage roll.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about it in regional bakeries, I don't like any surprises in there.
Yeah.
If it's a sausage roll, good. But sometimes it's like a sausage roll and they put like carrots and onions and peas and stuff.
If you're going to be doing that, you got to shred those right up, man.
Yeah. And you got to tell me in advance.
Yeah.
It's a sausage roll with assorted garbage in it.
You expect that with a pasty, though, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
So you know that going in.
Yeah.
All right.
I make them crack open the pie in front of me. Before I buy it.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, show me what's
in there. You say, not that one.
Show me what you got.
But I don't want that one.
No, you've touched that one. That one's gross. I will only pay for one.
Yep, I understand.
And a glass of hot piss, please.
Yes. To mix with my Portello.
Yes, that's right.
Or Canotto, whatever we're doing. Eduardo says, what is your unofficial anthem for Australia? Untouched by Veronica's or Can't Get You Out of My Head by Kylie Minogue?
It's You're the Voice by John Farnham.
It's You're the Voice or it's Daryl Braithwaite Horses.
Okay.
But it's probably You're the Voice.
I think that was memed into existence.
It's a good song.
It is a good song.
And we'll stand by it. Yeah. I think Untouched is, it feels like there's a fake kind of.
Is this the Veronica's?
Momentum.
I don't know what it is, really.
I just don't think it's good.
Okay.
Or that we're ever as big as.
Yeah.
Some people seem to remember. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But like Kylie Minogue, huge, massive.
Yeah.
Undeniable.
Yeah. If you want, people outside of Australia won't know You're the Voice, but go on YouTube and look up. There was a thing called Wave Aid.
Mm.
There was a variety of unsurprisingly, there was a variety of natural disasters in Australia. And Coldplay brought out John Farnham to sing You're the Voice, and people are going nuts. You should find that video.
People love John Farnham. He doesn't sing anymore. He's quite sick.
He retired, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, cool. Good
song.
He
retired like 20 times.
I think he's proper retired.
Yeah.
He's Whispering Jack.
He's Whispering Jack.
Yeah. He did that album. And hell of a mullet on him.
You better believe it.
Regular Hey Hey at Saturday guest as well.
That's so true.
But one
it?
Of the good ones.
Yeah.
I think.
Right.
I'm pretty sure.
For now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Any other letters?
No.
God.
Yeah.
End of an era in a way.
That's right. Last letter.
Yep.
But a good one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Last drinks also.
Yeah.
Piss.
Hot. People won't know that between the review of the movie and the what we read and what we're gonna read, it was dinner time.
Yeah.
So we took your children to dinner
and then
we ran around a park.
And then I bathed them and got them ready for bed and all that. So a lot has happened.
Yeah.
Because I said it to colleagues and co-editors, and colleagues wrote back, and he's like, "Is there the rest of this?" Yeah. I'm like, "No, I haven't done it yet."
No, we had to run around a park and feel quite sick for a while. So,
anyways, that is the show.
Absolutely,
though.
Folks. Thank you so much for listening. We absolutely appreciate every single one of you.
Wow.
Thank you so much. Thank you for telling your friends about the podcast, because that is how we get new listeners. And thank you for leaving a 5-star review on your podcast app of choice. If you do so, James will find it.
This is Romani Pie 99 from Australia.
Ooh.
He says, "This old lady approves. As a woman in my 50s, I am definitely not the target demographic for this show." Yes, you are.
Yeah, you are.
However, Nick and... Well, I mean, like, if you look at the statistics, no.
Mm.
But this is not catered to people who aren't you.
Correct.
Yeah. However...
It's not really catered to anyone,
no,
honestly.
It's for us, really.
Yeah. It's right.
We would be doing this regardless.
Yeah.
And we did do it before we recorded them.
Mm.
That is true. However, Nick and James have won me over with their knowledge and amusing banter. They watch all the terrible films, so I don't have to. And sometimes I find gold in the dustbin and I get a good recommendation. Thanks, boys.
You're welcome.
And this from Give It A Googs. We've got no location. Wow.
Oh.
If there was one podcast to listen to regarding the mystery of the missing Paschetti, it's this one.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Folks, if you want to get into contact with us.
Compact.
If you want to send us a compact laptop.
Yes.
Go to weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
Yes.
Or go to the Planet Broadcasting Grey Mates Facebook group or the Weekly Planet Podcast subreddit and Discord for fun civil chats about podcasts and pop culture. Thank you to Fidel, Maisie, Sarabi. They moderate those forums. They make videos for the Weekly Planet Clips channel.
Every
day.
They
make videos for the Weekly Planet TikTok. They make videos for all our bonus content.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to follow some people on the socials, follow our friend Rob Collings. He's at Raw Collings on Twitter. He's at The Weekly Planet on Twitter. He'll keep you up to date on all things The Weekly Planet. You can follow me on Twitter, Wikipedia Brown, Instagram, Nick Maso, James, and Mr. Sunday Movies everywhere. If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies, chuck in some money.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll get bonus content.
Yep.
Also, bigsandwich.co, $9 per month, bonus content.
That's right.
Podcasts, early videos, video game, let's plays. Thank you. That was good. Well timed. Perfect.
An unexpected error has occurred. I can't play this anymore.
Wow.
What do you mean?
They banned you.
Fuck. It's my file. I ripped it myself.
Well, you banned.
I did that quiz. I put it together. It took me more time than it should have.
Agreed.
Mm.
Thank you to The Brute and the Basilisk and Rackham for all the musical themes. If you want a t-shirt, you go to tpublic.com. You search for The Weekly Planet or Weekly Planet posters. Next week?
Supergirl.
Is it? Nice.
For sure.
Good. Very exciting.
This is not playing anymore. I wonder if it has been banned. Because sometimes you put things on the Google Drive and they're like, this is illegal.
Mm.
So I guess just the words, hey now.
That's right.
From Smash Mouth All-Star, which I recorded on my screen, recorded on my phone and then edited on my phone and then uploaded to Google Drive is not acceptable.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Your ISP is going to ban you.
Good.
Yeah.
Can't wait for next week, Mason.
I'm excited too.
Very excited.
It's going to be very good.
Maybe.
So many things are going to be spinning in a circle.
That's
great. It's going to be all sorts of neon lights out in space.
That's great.
It's going to be great.
All right. Thanks, everyone. That's great.
Grab that jam, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Hey now.
You're an All-Star.